What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show in the Deals in the D.com studios with Mark, Trudy, Brandon, Joey, and... Did I mention we're in the Deals in the D.com studios? I did. I didn't mention that Facebook is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, conveniently located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. And let's see, tomorrow's, or today pretty much is Thursday. Trivia Thursday, where you can win cash and fabulous prizes, plus an amazing Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Also a great place to watch sports with a 35-foot screen. March Madness coming up. Pop into Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Enjoy some great Mexican food. Mention Drew and Mike. Get 10% off your meal on the spot. I'm not sure on the spot. When else would they give you the discount? Do people mail you the discount?
Maybe
no rebate.
Cards.
Yes, I guess some people might do that.
Possibly.
There's some real weasels out there. Okay, so for the Thursday show, you know, this just hit me, so I was very interested in the story, even though it's not really the news of the day. Johnny Football has been booted from the Canadian Football League. Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to sign with anyone in the league. I don't know what he's done, but it's really bad.
Is it bad enough for the AAF, though?
Probably not.
Is anything bad enough for the AAF?
No,
although Kaepernick won't go there.
I don't think so. Kaepernick supposedly is interested in the XFL, which barely made me laugh.
XFL?
That's what... It's in Brandon's prep today.
Yeah, but he requires a $20 million price tag, so it's not going to be easy.
He's worth it.
Kneeling is the best thing that ever happened to him financially.
He's worth it. $20 million?
How many games did he kneel for? Six games, and he's made like $80 million in his lawsuit.
And he has a jersey.
$13 million a game. Yeah, he's got a jersey. He's got a deal with Nike.
Don't you think $20 million is worth it for him?
No.
Really?
Nope.
The amount of eyeballs he would immediately bring to the
XFL. Get an eyeball the first game, but... Honestly,
oh, I think it'd be
I won't watch these leagues. I really won't. I don't think many people will. I think they might think they will, and they'll be really excited about it very briefly. That's my feeling. I think he's certainly worth more than just about anybody as far as people they can sign in the XFL, but $20 million.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow would have a, but honestly, I just think it's I think it's very short-term. Like, remember the... USFL, you know, they were signing all these big names. Their ratings were pretty shit. I mean, they had good ratings the first week. They went down, down, down.
Tommy was a P1.
No, but by the time the USFL had their championship, nobody cared. I mean, seriously, there's no brand. Nobody cares about the teams. You know, it's just really...
Green, 16, sat, hot, hot.
There's some USFL audio from that championship game. That is.
Hot, hot! Hot, 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 Hike!
So has anyone blown it more than Johnny Manziel? I can't think of anyone who has trashed themselves, because athletes are pretty disciplined people generally.
Yeah. No, he's the one that's thrown away the most. Although LaMarcus Russell threw it away. Former number one overall pick.
Yeah,
had an addiction
true.
To scissorp.
He played
really fat.
Wait, are we talking about the quarterback?
Yeah, from LSU went to
Oakland. He made a lot of money, though.
True, but he threw it all away.
How long was he in the league? 2 years?
God, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. That was a big
That's
one.
It's a really dopey drug addiction, isn't it? Scissorp?
It's an opioid.
It sounds pretty numb.
Yeah.
I think I might like it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know about all the time.
You don't really sound like kind of a, you know, rock star, though, when you're scissoring yourself to death.
Yeah, that it seems like for a quarterback.
Financial destruction.
I don't know. I think those guys want to go up more than down.
Yeah.
They should. If they're going to have a habit, it should be an up habit.
Well, except for Brett Favre and the Vikes addiction, though.
True. That was mellow. He was cool. He was cool looking at the defense.
Did it work for him, though?
Yeah, it did. He played great. He was MVP on Vicodin, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was awesome.
I think there's maybe a mellowness that
painkiller effect
works well. Yeah, he's cool under pressure.
He never took him during the games, though. So.
Yeah, he just went into massive detox on Sunday.
That's why he played so well. He wanted to get off the field.
I want to hurry to the locker room and have diarrhea.
You imagine him taking snatches of a huge brown ass.
I know, that was really one of the funniest things. No one pointed that out either. I always read that, and I don't remember anyone saying, that's not possible to take 25 a day and then take zero on Sunday. That doesn't make any sense. Well, he was a big user. Yeah. Yes, indeed he do. So today, you know, I read the Cohen statement while I was getting hotter. And
what motivation that must have been.
Getting hotter?
No, reading the Cohen statement while getting... I mean, usually people listen to music with a lot of BPMs. You read the Cohen statement?
I don't know why I read it, but this whole business of that, you know, he's so concerned for the American people now, and he's so sorry to Mrs. Trump. It's just so silly.
He scorned.
He lied, but he's not a liar. He didn't want to go to the White House. And I'm not really just interested in his bullshit, but it's just... it was interesting for a few minutes, and then it's like, okay, they take turns. The guys on the right trash the shit out of him because he's a huge liar, and he is. And he's a horrible, horrible witness. He lied to Congress. He's going to jail for lying to Congress, and he's testifying in front of Congress.
Right.
And then you get the left people who want to get whatever they can drag out of him that's significant regarding Stormy Daniels. To me, is the best thing. I mean, if you want to take Trump down.
And he does.
I don't know how... he does, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in that whole thing about, I was under a spell, and, you know, it was one of the most interesting things he said, I thought, in the whole thing, was that they were asking him for evidence of Trump. I can't remember specifically what it was.
Asking him to lie or something like that. Maybe did he want to do it?
Yeah, I want a tape. You know, do you have a tape of it, or do you have a text message? Trump doesn't text or email.
Do you have an email?
Trump doesn't text or email.
No email, no text.
But is that a fact?
But he tweets.
It's Twitter.
That's what I thought, Mark. I thought first of all, okay, if he doesn't text or email, then he doesn't tweet. That's someone else tweeting. I've always kind of wondered that, although it seems like him. But he doesn't. So he talks on the phone all day.
Yeah, sounds like
that
it.
That seems...
To other people, and they text it or they email
Everyone
it.
Has to come into his office? I mean, that's no way to... how do you run
but
an
not behind
business?
The desk. Did you catch that part?
Ridiculous.
John Jr. went behind the bench.
So he knew something was up.
And he's a loud whisperer.
A meeting is set up.
Cool. By the way, all of them, at the very beginning, it was hard to... pay attention because they all went to the Dr. Phil School of Public Speaking.
Oh, yeah.
All of them took forever.
They have to explain Catch and Kill.
They don't explain that.
Why do they seem so dumb?
So you got to put it on the record.
No, 100 times the same thing.
I know.
They didn't. And from the point of view of somebody who's, you know, kind of worked in media, no show prep for some of those people at all.
Well, the best no show prep is when Zucks testified. They knew. I don't even think any of them had been on the internet when Facebook was and Twitter.
Oh, that was so bad. That was laughable. So stupid.
That was dumb. It was really dumb. But the book deal was the other thing they were. Are you going to do a book deal? And like a million of them ask him about the book deal. They should have a rule.
What does that matter?
That you can't ask him the same questions. You have to come up with your own original material.
Well, and you know, there are a lot of really interesting things that come from both sides. Of course, by the way, why can you go to prison and have a book deal about what sent you to prison? I thought we would put an end to that.
You capitalize on the
crime. Is that only when you murder somebody?
I don't think you can.
It seems like murderers put out books, too.
It seems like prison would be a good place to write a book.
Yeah, definitely.
Lots of time.
But yeah, and then, of course, somebody wants to know if it's going to be for charity if you do this. No.
The charity.
I believe that.
The other thing that
why would it be for charity?
Well, because it's benefit from what's essentially a crime.
Yeah, but after he serves his time.
I don't know. I just don't feel like
write books.
I don't understand. Well, I wish that there were laws about prison and books about crime or profiting from crime, or is that just with
murder? I thought it was while you were
profiting
in prison.
Crime from crime, and I'm not sure if it's just murder, but. You know, I mean,
maybe it's
civil crime. Maybe you know is exempt because.
Yeah, whatever.
You haven't committed, but the other thing that I thought
pisses me off though when people get rich off their misdeeds, which seems to happen all the fucking time.
Yeah, The early in the questioning, though, they were asking about his fake Twitter account, remember?
Oh, yeah. What did he say about it? I didn't see that.
Women for Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like...
They were just having fun.
He's strong, sexy, you know, the whole thing. And he goes, it wasn't fake. It was real. Somebody set that up for me. So it wasn't a fake account.
That's right.
And then...
Oh, yeah.
And then later on, they mentioned it again, and they said something about his Twitter account. And he goes, 1,000 followers. Oh, my God. Which reminded me of you, Drew.
Of course. I know, I'm surprised you didn't ask people to follow him.
He was,
proud
of his followers.
But that was kind of ironic after he talked about his beautiful wife and his wonderful kids. And, you know, he cares so much about them. Of course, he does all these illegal things and is going to prison. But he loves his children and wife just like the most loving person.
I was really just having a little fun.
It drives me crazy when he mentions the American people.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, you give a fuck about the American people. Are you kidding me? Really?
Sure. We all know. It's because he didn't get a job in the White House, and he's pissed off about
before.
It.
Well, now he does.
He didn't want. No, he says he didn't want a job in the White House.
Bullshit.
That's what he said.
The one thing I learned
well,
is
he
that...
he did say that if he had a job in the White House, it would compromise his client-attorney privilege.
Oh, his client-attorney. He really is worried about his client-attorney
privilege.
Well,
he isn't anymore.
He was, because he wouldn't have gotten that check. The one that he brought the copy of, the receipts. Man, he had receipts. Who saves as much receipts as Michael Cohen?
I only saw the checks. What else did he have?
He had a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah, the Deutsche Bank thing.
Yeah, he had a bunch of different documents.
Oh, boring. Boring.
By the way, Jim, what's his name again?
Jordan.
Jim Jordan. Yeah. Good to see him again.
I feel like I'm dreamweavering all over.
You know who
again.
Jim Jordan is? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The wrestling.
From mm-hmm. Ohio. Ohio State University mm-hmm. wrestling. Eat.
Yo,
yikes. Gross.
Yikes. I'd stay crazy. Out of things. But...
It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
One thing I learned is that, did you know the Virgin Islands get a representative on the on the committee?
No.
Hell no.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, oh, okay. That's all I learned one thing from
it. You never hear about who's up for election.
No, because no one cares.
And that was the Plaskett girl, the one who was really upset that they tried to postpone the... hearings.
Oh, yeah.
She had the biggest eye roll of the day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And she kept telling, whenever Jim Jordan spoke up.
Stay in your lane. You don't get a vote.
Whenever Jim Jordan spoke up, she kept saying, be quiet. Be quiet.
She kept saying that out loud? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun.
Stay in your lane.
I really needed the Calliope music behind it because that...
You'd
be so bored.
Doesn't it prove one thing, though, that all the leaks and fake news were true? Because he really just confirmed a lot of the New York Times and Washington Post stories that were leaked out with receipts. I mean, that's the one thing that actually is concrete in this now.
I don't know that I can make heads or tails out of
you don't
much
think so?
Of this.
Or you just except, don't, unless you just don't believe them.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he produced checks that Trump wrote him in 2017.
But what did they say in the memo?
For working out, 5 week at workout
retainer. And DTJ wrote him a check, and he has 11 more, I guess.
DTJ
is that
what
that's,
he goes
yeah,
by?
Donald Trump Jr. Yeah, a lot of people call him that. You know, his credibility is just so terribly bad. It's you know, I'm sure he's telling some truths, and there's some truths he's telling that could be really interesting if they're true, and some that. I really am dying to know if Trump doesn't text and email. I think that is so weird that a guy running an international company doesn't text or email people. Because you know what I find about texting and emailing is your day is so inefficient if you're on the phone all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes so fucking long to be on the phone and to have people have to literally come tell you things. Oh, the other thing was, I mean, it just that was a really interesting thing. If that's true or not, I mean, either way, it's very interesting. The other thing was that that Trump tells you things in code and that you just know what he wants.
Well, I mean, a lot of people sort of run their lives that way.
But he doesn't text or email, so he has deniability no matter what.
True. Don't you know when you're around people what they mean by something without them saying, you must lie to Congress?
I guess I'm the kind of person that wants to know specifically what someone fucking wants. I don't really want code. And if unless somebody's recording something, I'm not really worried about it. But
interesting.
I'll tell you what was what was funny was when they asked him about his recording. I'm really confused about lawyers because I watched Children of the Snow And did we talk about this, Trudy, you and I?
I don't
about
know.
About the guy who talked to the polygraph guy in Las Vegas and said, yeah, there's this guy, he's a lawyer for this pedophile. And
we talked, you and I
both,
talked
they're
about
both dead, and he...
Great lawyer.
And you can't get this information because of attorney-client privilege, even though they're both dead. Uh-huh. And it's like, wait, this is, we're talking about a fucking pedophile here, first of all.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this real concern about attorney-client privilege. This guy records his clients. The audio is played on TV. And today he waived attorney-client privilege. And the guy said, wow, you just waived attorney-client privilege just like that. And he did. But he said, well, they have copies of the tapes anyway, so it doesn't matter. But his point was people fight for their clients, and they'll do anything to, you know, not give up privilege. And there's laws surrounding it. I'm confused about the law regarding, because it seems to me this guy is spilling anything Donald Trump ever said to him. He was attorney for 10 years. You wouldn't think, would anything be covered by attorney-client privilege? I mean, if you told your attorney, if you murder someone, that attorney can never say anything about it. That's a murder that killed someone, and you can never say anything. Well, that attorney will never say anything.
Unless they're involved in the murder. If they're involved in the crime, there's no privilege.
Well,
that's the thing people pointed out with Cohn and Trump, because he was involved in the crime. He
well, is being a racist a crime?
No, with the tax, the thing he's
no,
going to jail
for. No, but he's talking
for.
About him. He's talking about him being a bad person. He's talking about, I mean, things that he experienced.
He's not his attorney anymore. So
yeah,
that's
you're an attorney. If you say something in a meeting with an attorney, it's privilege.
He's not an attorney at all anymore either. He pointed that out. So he's disbarred, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, we don't even know all these things are crimes. I mean, I think there's...
Being a racist isn't a crime.
No, it's not a crime. But if you say something to your attorney, even if it's not... I don't know. It just really seems weird to me. And of course, I texted my friend Alec, Triple Threat Trio Alec, because he's a lawyer. He's very disturbed by this.
Is he?
Yeah. And
what's his finding?
Great lawyer.
Well, it really has to do with the... It's more about the investigation than about... I mean, it's like some things get trumped. And, of course, a lot of lawyers don't like it. I'm sure a lot of lawyers also were watching Michael Cohen just, you know, giving away attorney-client privilege and not feeling real good about that because people... There are people who go to jail to protect their clients, or they'll do anything to protect their clients.
Yeah. Well, when he found out that Trump said that he could go out and shoot somebody dead on Fifth Avenue, that's when he decided that.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that part?
Yeah, Cohen's a great lawyer, though.
He was scared.
Oh, my God. No one ever thought he was a good lawyer, except for Trump.
I was watching court TV. I think I found a loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Brandon, you were watching it for a while. Did you enjoy it? Were you enjoying the hearings?
God, I was so bored. No, I'm serious. I watched the beginning where, you know, they're arguing whether or not they can even proceed because they got some new evidence and it needs 24 hours. Those are the rules. And they bickered back and forth. And I just couldn't watch it. I was so bored by this.
I wanted them to just get right into it for expediency's sake, just to... Get through it.
And because I dropped off, I'm pretty sure I missed all the meat and potatoes of it. So
yeah.
No, you didn't. It was a ping pong game between people who hate him and people who wanted to hear more.
I know, and that's the part that's so stupid. And I see that all the time when I watch court, and the prosecutor will give the opening statement. And go, oh my God, is this guy guilty? And then the defense guy gets up and he throws his bullshit. And goes, well, I don't know anymore. And then the prosecutor gets up. I mean, it's so. I don't know. Isn't this kind of stupid, the whole thing? I almost feel like just there should be a judge who just looks at everything and goes, you're fucking guilty. See ya.
With this?
Jeez.
No, not this.
Oh, okay.
But
this isn't a trial anyway.
I mean,
this
nothing. I'm amazed at some of the people being defended and how they're defending. You know, like we know Jesse Smollett. We know they're going to go after the Chicago police. They're okay, first of all, they may be the head of the Chicago police. The chief said, yeah, we have problems. We've had problems. And we all know they're going to attack the Chicago police because they're racist and they're incompetent and they fucked up a lot of stuff. But you and I, we all know that when Jesse Smollett from Empire said he was attacked for being gay and for being black, we know they investigated the living shit out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't just go, whatever. And say, it's a hoax. No, they spent a lot of time on it because he's a celebrity. And the fact that he was not discriminated against because he's black or gay, he got more attention for those things. And yet they're going to get attacked. Now that he's wasted a month of their time, they're going to get attacked again in court. Same with the R. Kelly lawyer. Oh, they're all liars. I just couldn't. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
I can't understand, though, how they can go back and attack someone for other incidents unrelated to Smollett. You know,
well, I
it
think
seems like
just,
you're supposed to look at just the case.
They'll weave. Well, I know. I agree.
Just
like they
just
should
the
be,
facts, ma'am.
Just like he was filed a false police report in 2007. That's certainly germane, too. It's as germane as any problems the Chicago police have. But his celebrity is also significant because, you know, they spent time on that. They had a lot of people working on it. But I was like you, Brandon. I was like, oh, God, I wish this, I wish I did not have to watch this.
Did you, at, there was a, some, at some point,
boring.
They came up with, what warning would you give the young people of the country? And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, boring.
Why do people have to ask
Stop.
That question always?
Stop.
Always are constantly thinking about the children.
You'd be so bored.
Mother Nature has been punishing us. Oh, God, I got a few more inches. I got a shovel.
Hot.
Maz is shoveling. I'm shoveling.
Maz, by the way, has taken over the Facebook Live today. He joined and he's just been... He was holding court for a while. I haven't seen any comments from him lately.
Well, too bad he's not...
I think he sold like 5 cars.
Did he really? Yeah. He wanted to sell about 5 cars. He's about 5 away from being number 1 this month. Our friends at Zot Dodge Ram want to ease your pain and sufferings during Ram Truck Month. Zot Dodge Ram is offering new 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at $99 a month. Yep, $99 a month. That's cheaper than your cable TV bill. It's cheaper than my phone bill. It's like half my phone bill. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting in your ass at home watching TV. So go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram. They don't have Maz, but they do have Stephanie. She's way better looking, and she will put you in a Ram truck for $99 a month. Only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com.
I don't think anything in my house costs $99.
That's what I was concluding, but you know, I'm unusual. Everything costs more for me for some reason. I don't know why. I'm just lazy.
Today, the revenge of the house against me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, the
house
is just
heater.
Turned on you.
Water heater.
Water heater. It was...
The
was...
water heater? I didn't think there was anything else that could go wrong in your house.
I know.
Come on, your house sucks.
There was
seems like it's time to just like...
Just walk away from
it. Knock it down. It's a knockdown.
Yeah.
It's become a knockdown.
Get a big wrecking
while
ball.
While you live there, it's become a knockdown.
You gotta knock it down.
What a giant wrecking
ball. What a concept. You turned your house into a knockdown. I know the feeling. I did the same thing.
It's like Hill House, though. Remember the Hill House series on Netflix? It's the house that's turned against me. I didn't turn it into a knockdown. It's turned.
No, you know, I felt the same way. You know, when I've really felt that way is like, you can't stop water from getting in this fucking house. It's like water is just coming from everywhere, trying to get in your house, and your house is just collapsing. Like, oh, fuck, you know, and people are just putting their fingers in the dikes and water's just coming in. Every time it rains, like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you think you're pretty safe from rain in a house, but then you find out all the ways water can get in.
I had to call Rob. I called Rob the other day, though, because we have this, you know, in your laundry room, they have like a hole. Do you guys have like a drain hole?
Yeah.
It's basically a pipe. Well, it looks like a cave, basically. I opened it up the other day, and I'm like, I'm going to throw some bleach down here, just clean that on out. And it went, and it erupted like a volcano.
What?
Chemical reaction.
Tremendous amounts of water.
That house has turned on you.
It threw up on you.
I called Rob, and I was like, what's that hole in your house go to? He was good. He explained the whole thing.
What is the analysis of that? I'm dying to know.
He thinks, and I also think, that I've cleaned that floor with different things, and it, you know, like over time, you know, other cleansers get down in there, and then when I poured bleach down, it reacted. You're right, chemical reaction. Wow. But
now, did Rob come to that conclusion, and you agreed with him, or did you both simultaneously? Because it sounded like you both agreed. That's what happened.
Well, he was really concerned when he was like, it shouldn't do that.
I don't want to get smogged with geothermal blowout toxins.
I would definitely feel my house had turned against me if that happened.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. Wait,
it was a gas cloud for, you know, I had to.
When you poured bleach, did something stink? Is that a bad stench?
Well, just cleaning the laundry room floor because it gets a lot of foot traffic and bleaching. The cats.
How many people are in your laundry room? Why does it get so much foot traffic?
Well, it's you know, like the door to the outside is right there, so you're walking
in. It's a mud room.
It's a mud room, yeah. in essence.
Sweet. So you were pouring bleach on the floor.
Into the drain hole, though.
Okay.
Just because when I was cleaning, I was like, huh, I wonder what this looks like inside. And then I looked in and it was like, you know, hair and all kinds of crap. And so I was like, oh, well,
some things are just better not to know.
You know, you shouldn't really.
Sounds like you're looking for stuff to do. How bored were you?
I was trying to really.
I mean, I do the same thing when I'm looking when I have stuff to do. It's like, oh, I'll clean the dishwasher out. Which why?
I think that maybe the house has turned against me, so I'm trying to sterilize it to purge its demons.
That's fair.
No, that is what a horrible feeling when a house turns.
It's always been Tuesdays.
Dr. Osh has a new weekly special, and it's Diva, three Diva treatments for $650 off. Wow. And a free G shot. A G shot. People like that G shot.
Yeah.
Might pay for its, well, it doesn't have to pay for itself. It's free. It's extra excitement for free. By God. That ends March the 5th. Call 248-338-1110 or visit them at www.droche.com. And Diva, we know what Diva's for. If you want to be a diva in the sack, you need Diva.
Go in the butt.
Well, actually, that's not to be a diva. That's to be a superstar in the sack.
Yeah.
That's to have a lot of fun.
Nice. So you're having fun, too.
And the free G-shot. Wink, wink.
Nice.
And, of course, boobs. Boobs, always boobs with Dr. Osh. Any size, any kind. And they'll even inject fat in your boobs to, is that just to make them a little bigger or to
help fill them up? Not quite one cup
fill
size, but yeah, it helps fill them up and it's part of the breast lift.
Filling up is always good. Is there a time, when is filling up not good?
Your cups runneth over.
Exactly.
So that's always a good thing.
I mean, I like filling up on food. Oh, my God. I had to fill up on gas today.
I'm going to fill you up.
Exactly. Well, it isn't good when she says she's going to fill you up. But it's good when you fill her up.
I'm going to freaking explode inside you. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
I'm going to fill you up.
What?
I'm going to fill you up.
Okay, just let me do this. Oh, yeah.
Why is that so funny to me?
Because it fits the character.
It really does. Yeah. I mean, I see Bezos. As soon as I hear one grunt, I see Bezos.
He's got a new girlfriend.
What?
What?
Really?
Is this her?
Susan, thanks for listening to the podcast.
No, I didn't know we had a new babe.
Oh, yeah. You've seen...
Is that
him with her?
Wow.
There she is.
Wow. I'm gonna shoot. I'm gonna fucking shoot.
Who's the lucky lady getting that?
They didn't identify her, but it was an Oscars after party where they spotted him out with someone who was not.
Wow. Lauren Sanchez?
Sanchez. Yeah.
She's fired her brother, by the way.
I saw that. What a cocksucker he is.
Yeah, he was her manager and publicist.
You know, they sound like peas in a pod. I don't think she should fire him.
They're both climbers.
Yeah. Except he's not so good. Not so good at climbing. He had a bankruptcy in 2010, and she loaned him $165,000. I really don't think he paid her back either.
He was the leaker to the Washington Post stories, too, after all the news broke. What an idiot.
Not to mention the other people he leaked stuff to the Enquirer. He's been selling shit to the Enquirer on people. This guy is so done.
There she is.
Is this the chick here?
I mean, what a total dope. Oh, wait.
She's a
mystery woman tagging along behind him. Bezos is way ahead of her.
She's got some pretty broad shoulders.
She's kind of hot.
Why is Bezos trying to act like he's not with her?
Her gait is very manly.
She looks a little harsh.
Arms are out.
She looks a little harsh to me.
That's what he likes, though.
I don't think she's comfortable dressed up. I think she's really like freaking out over wearing that dress.
Well, she's probably like his personal bodyguard. She knows kung fu and shit like that.
Oh, her hair looks terrible.
She's kind of ropey.
I don't know.
If she's some Amazon Prime Video... executive.
She's just an Amazon.
Yeah.
So he
took
her.
Took her to the bash. Yeah. Mystery woman. How long can somebody stay a mystery woman?
Well, Bezos.
Not with that picture.
God, I'm gonna freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do this, honey. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna do it.
to do that.
I thought he said I'm about to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Gross.
Oh, boy. That's definitely my favorite. It's bigger than a drop. I guess I can't call it a drop. I really like Sorry Not Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like that so much. It's just so perfect. Yeah, it works. It works for everything. And you could say Sorry Not Sorry if you're heading home at the end of a long...
Sorry Not Sorry.
If you're heading home at the end of a long work day and it doesn't feel so good and you're starting thinking, I got to make some changes. I got to get out of this. Maybe it's time to call Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, and you too can say, Sorry Not Sorry. There are advantages
sorry,
to being
not sorry.
The first spouse to file for divorce.
Why don't you just file for divorce?
If divorce is your future, get divorced on your own terms with Adam. Aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam at 248-284-4280, 248-284-4280. You know, I have to say...
I wish I'd never met him.
Whenever there are hearings, yeah. I just get so bummed out because... This reminds me of Iran-Contra hearings. Mm-hmm. Boring! Oh, my God, were they boring.
Yeah.
Watergate hearings. Boring! I mean, you should be fascinated by
Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas. Exciting. That was good. That Exciting. Was good. You're right. That was the best. It'll never get better than
Who has
that.
Who put pubic hair? Man, yeah. Never again will anything be that cool.
I read a...
Who has put pubic hair on my Coke?
I'm trying to remember who wrote this, because I think it was a left-leaning... writer. It might have been Rolling Stone. It was about the overuse of the word lynching, like Clarence Thomas, for example, a high-tech lynching.
Right.
Anita Hill was accusing him.
Uh-huh.
There weren't a bunch of white men surrounding him. It was a woman who was black,
right,
who was saying he did something. It was not a high-tech...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were objecting to the use of lynching, and they were, of course, it was Smollett. Smollett! Is what inspired the story. So, you know, can we save that for the serious thing that it really is? Yeah. They wanted Jesse to be punished by having to watch videos of lynchings.
Oh, really?
Oh, I can give more ideas.
That's dumb. He needs to do community service in Chicago.
I have a feeling he's going to get off of this. I don't know why.
And he needs another write another check, this one, to the city of Chicago for all of the... All of the work they did, the public service.
I know.
You get charged for those things.
He'll never pay for that. Because he won't. Will he get tossed? Yeah, he's got to be off that show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if he's found not guilty?
Well, he's back on.
That's a joke.
He can go on a pity tour.
Yeah. Well, he's a bigger name
no
matter what.
It was never proven in a court of law.
Well, I mean.
Maybe we'll get more
steam. With my own eyes.
He can, you know, he can still do music. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
there are a lot of people in
suck.
Music who've done worse things. R. Kelly.
Oh, R. Kelly. Oh, my God. Is there anything new on R. Kelly today?
Besides the McDonald's detour?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I know, but was he.
By the way.
But was he hunting? Was he in hunting mode?
I don't know. It looked like he was hunting. Avenatti said that he's already broken his bond agreement because he used to go to McDonald's to meet chicks.
Right.
And
that's,
you know,
where he was hunting.
Watching this Cohen thing reminded me of R. Kelly because there's a lot of claims that he was writing checks to people during that 2008 trial or before the trial. McDonald's, and so a lot of people, he was obstructing the shit out of justice, in other words. Does anyone care when people obstruct justice anymore? Does that bother anybody? I mean, it seems like they so rarely do anything about it. Doesn't
it? Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
That sounds delicious. It went into a minor key there. McDonald's will make
it better. It's not the best Wesley Willis song, but it's rock and roll McDonald's.
Yeah.
No, just like every other artist, his first big hit was his best, Chicken Cow.
Oh, the Chicken Cow. Wow.
And we lost that song for a long time. Do we still? Is it still
oh,
lost?
It's online.
The chicken cow. We got a request for more Wesley Willis. Somebody will be happy. At least
this beast comes out when it is 25 degrees below zero. It can rip your head off. It can fly as high as a bird. It can bite your face.
I thought it bit you in the ass.
The chicken cow. The chicken cow.
I love it when he harmonizes with himself.
The chicken cow. The chicken cow. This beast killed as many as 100,000 people. Its wings can flap like a bird. It can break a glass. It can also stab you in the ass. The chicken cow. The chicken cow. The chicken cow. The chicken cow.
Chicken fucker.
We had him in studio. That was one of the scariest interviews of all time.
A blast. Did you headbutt him? I headbutted him.
No, I did not
shake
headbutt
hands,
him.
He headbutts.
I remember Mike Clark was so concerned about being headbutted because
really?
We were told that he likes to headbutt people, and Mike did not want to headbutt Wesley Willis.
That's why he's got that bruise on the top of his head.
I know. Well, he can headbutt the shit out of
him. Is that what he died of? Being headbutted?
What did he die of? I can't remember.
I'm going to guess from being huge because he got really big.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of discipline.
No shit.
His art was cool. It's a really cool art.
Chronic myelogenous leukemia?
Really?
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
That never
Why am I bummed out now? He's been dead. How long has he been dead?
Since 2003.
Wow.
And I'm just bumming out about it now.
This beast attacked my brother. It stabbed him in the ass while he was in the cold. His hands were frostbitten. His hands were also numb.
Ooh. That goes to follow.
The chicken cow! The chicken cow! The chicken cow! The chicken cow!
Rock over
London. London, rock over Chicago. Blockbuster video. Wow, what a difference.
Nice dated reference, Willis.
Was it Steve Albini?
He plugged a couple of times?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He had some real interesting subjects.
The person who I'm bummed out about now is Selma Blair, though. She was featured on Good Morning America.
I know.
This morning.
Still looks great.
Oh, my God.
Wait, was today part two?
Really beautiful. I guess.
Didn't they have her on yesterday too?
Yesterday they did, yeah.
It
was really sad.
When do we get part two of Jesse Smollett?
It's in the can. When he's acquitted.
They weren't tears of panic. They were tears of knowing I now had to give in to a body that had loss of control. And there was some relief in that, because ever since my son was born, I was in an MS flare-up and didn't know. And I was giving it everything to seem normal.
I was self-medicating when he was struggling to communicate.
And, it's really sad.
She does look great, but I had just seen her in the OJ. You know, she played one of the Kardashians.
She did?
Well, yeah, she played Mama Kardashian in the...
Oh, wow, I didn't know
she
that.
Did?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's great casting.
And
that's not going to be Stan Lee's the father of...
no,
what's
Jason
his name,
Lee?
Jason Lee?
Jason Lee.
No, I believe Brandon on this one. I'm buying in, Brandon.
No, I think...
Yeah, and so she was in the OJ thing, but that wasn't too long ago. I didn't see any symptoms of the... MS.
It's pretty good casting, actually.
MS, I mean, it's not always with you like it is there. Right, it's just during a flare-up.
Because she said in a year, all the symptoms could be mitigated.
Yeah.
But they just don't know a whole lot about it. Plus, they didn't diagnose her for forever.
I know.
So she thinks, you know, all these crazy things going on.
How insulting that they just come in, you're just tired.
Yeah, go home.
What?
Let's meet again next year and see if I'm better, if I'm not. And I can still have a conversation. That's good enough. I was a little scared of talking. And even my neurologist said, no, this will bring a lot of awareness because no one has the energy to talk when they're in a flare-up.
Wow.
But I do because I love a camera.
Just kidding. You got a date. She's still married. Wasn't she married to a Zappa? She married to a Zappa?
Wow, I don't know. Trudy just reminded me about her episode on the airplane, which
I'm at.
That seems sort of...
She's still married to him?
She doesn't seem like that kind of person, so I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Hey, did Katharine Hepburn have MS? Is that why she talked? Didn't Katharine Hepburn? Katharine Hepburn talk.
She had something.
Parkinson's, maybe. I don't know.
Really?
I never thought about it. I always think her and Howard Cosell had the same thing. Whatever.
He just had a stutter.
He had No, it was not Parkinson's. It was a neurological problem.
Ooh, Howard or Hepburn?
It's called essential tremor. So she just had a turn.
Oh, Katharine Hepburn?
Yeah.
Kate Hepburn had it.
Howard.
Tremor. And that little monkey gets blue, doesn't he?
Is that what made him say that?
I resent being compared to Katharine Hepburn.
Now that's the kind of sports print journalism that I find utterly and totally obnoxious.
Hey, by the way, did you guys talk about Angie Dickinson at all?
You know what? I saw her somewhere. Why was she in the news?
She was on Good Morning, the CBS Sunday morning.
Oh.
I don't know why they were catching up with her.
Okay. She's like 85, right?
87?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
87? I mean, for 87, she's not bad.
But did she go to your high school?
No, she did not.
Oh. Who am I confusing her with? Chick from
Virginia
all the,
Madsen?
No, the chick from all the Elvis movies.
The redhead?
Oh, Ann Margaret.
Ann Margaret.
Ann Margaret. Oh, was she hot. Wow. And Angie Dickinson was way hot. In fact, Trudy, I saw the thing from CBS, and I started to click on it. I was like, oh, she's 87. Holy shit. And I was like, I want to look at some old pictures of Angie Dickinson.
and they had a lot of them.
But some silver fox.
Man, was she beautiful. She was
she
stunning.
Was gorgeous. Yeah, I went into Mr. Skin.
And she.
Oh, nice.
She
I don't
was,
do that very often.
But they ask her, it was, I think, Mo Rocca, and he's like, what do you think of Me Too? And she goes, I hate it. And
wait, she hates what?
Me Too.
She hates the Me Too movement. And he said, why? And she said, because opening the door with your robe open is not rape. So I believe, you know, her point of view is that there's a lot of stuff.
Hey, she's referring to Weinstein there, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it wasn't all about rape.
No. Well, there's a lot more.
My objection to Me Too is just going on social media and declaring someone an animal. And people just saying, she's telling the truth because women tell the truth. I just don't think that's the way you resolve things like that.
No, I'm.
You know, fortunately, some good things came out of it because you find out that, you too. I mean, like this Ryan Adams thing, he sounds like a complete animal. But, you know, women will still be into him.
And a fat head. He's got a fat head.
I know, he does. He's really a schlub. He just sounds like such a jerk.
Did you see the story on Weinstein? He's trying to hire a skirt. That was the quote.
A skirt?
Yeah, he's been looking for a skirt for his defense team, and he keeps turning him down. I'm trying to find, or they keep turning him down. Let me see if I can find the story. But he's desperately trying to get women.
Oh, somebody will work for him.
Defense team. There's a real famous, the woman who repped Kobe Bryant turned him down.
Yeah.
Over money.
One last thing about her is that she said Frank Sinatra came on like gangbusters.
Yeah.
And she did not want to be all in that chaotic vortex of Frank Sinatra.
Why is she denying?
Can't understand a word.
She's denying.
She denied JFK, too.
Oh, well, I don't.
Yeah. She didn't want to.
Oh, you had me and then you lost me.
The story with
she
JFK.
She didn't want to turn him down. Because she didn't want to turn him down.
No, you don't turn down the chin.
But she was just like, hey, we're very much alike or something like that in that it's hard. He goes, I don't like dating actresses. She goes, I'm, you know, with you there.
Oh, you didn't mind Ava Gardner.
I know, that's true.
He didn't mind.
They're not trying to vet everyone for
the Allen's
truthful.
Chick.
Allen's wife, yeah.
Yeah, Farrow.
Yeah.
That's just an excuse a lot for of Dickinson.
JFK, the story was, during the convention, he told Jackie, he must have needed a strange piece. He must have had a headache. He said, I got to go get a newspaper. And he left and he came back like 40 minutes later. And supposedly he was with Angie Dickinson.
Really?
Yeah. And Jackie came back and said, when he came back, she said, where's your paper? Like, I was reading it. I read it and disposed of it.
I'd have a lot of questions like, how long did it take for you to get there? I mean, how long did the Angie Dickinson confrontation take then?
I think that was
it Robert Kraft long?
I think it was H&D-esque.
By the way, the whole thing about the strange piece of ass, did you get that text from Patrick?
Yeah, I did.
He's reading a book about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Boring.
But he sent a picture of the one page, and this is a quote from the book. Kennedy told cronies he was prone to migraines if he didn't get a, quote, piece of ass every day.
It was a strange piece of ass.
In the Seymour Hirsch book?
In the original book, yeah.
Camelot.
So, although piece of ass, I mean, it's probably not Jackie.
Piece of ass. Well, no, because it goes on. It talks about that Mary Meyer. Mary Pinchot Meyer.
Mary Pinchot Meyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was murdered mysteriously. That was very weird. I have a feeling that had nothing to do with JFK.
Yeah.
I mean, people do just get murdered for fun.
For fun?
I mean, some idiot just shoots them. Who knows why?
Yeah, but the guy that they busted for that, I don't think that he was involved either.
Hmm.
It's a very interesting story. Wow, is she pretty, too? Mary Pinchot Meyer? JFK had pretty good taste.
Oh, he's the president.
And strange.
Man.
He had great taste in strange. By the way, speaking of murder.
I wish I'd never met him.
Speaking of murdering people for fun, I was watching this thing on Netflix that has so much true crime stuff, and true crime stuff is just blown up. They had this thing on Arthur Shawcross.
Mm. Arthur Shawcross.
Remember him?
I know that name.
You probably did stories on him, Trudy.
I wish I'd never met him.
He was a serial killer in Rochester, New York. First of all, okay, in 70...
Wait, I got it. Was he hot?
Oh, yeah.
No, he was not.
Oh, he looks like your type.
He's not hot.
He's a low seed. And he got really fat. And in this Netflix special, he's like just about to die, and he's huge.
Hmm.
And this guy...
Don't make me kill somebody!
This is just so amazing to watch people talk like this. First of all, in 72, I think he was 28 or something, he killed a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Oh, God.
Like, all of a sudden, there's a 10-year-old missing. Oh, there's an 8-year-old missing. Oh, my God. Oh, it's Arthur Shawcross. He did it, and they gave him 25 years. He got out in 15. He was paroled in 12. He killed two children. He was paroled in 12 years.
Oh, my God. And then he picked up murdering.
He gets
again.
Out. He just starts murdering prostitutes immediately. Kills 12 prostitutes. And they catch him at the scene. He liked going back to the bodies and playing with them.
Oh.
He was taking a whiz by a body he had left in the river in Rochester. I know.
Come on, Shawcross.
And this guy, you know, and this guy's interviewing him, and he'll talk about anything but the kids he murdered. Like, he just won't talk about that because he knows how horrible it is. I guess somebody told him. That was really shitty. You shouldn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I already served my time for those two.
People always put up such a stink about those two kids. Fuck, I'm not going
to
talk about that.
Somebody told him not to talk. Yeah.
I think that's what happened, seriously, because he doesn't care. He is so remorseful. He's like, no, I don't have remorse. I don't know why. I just don't have remorse. And then, you know, they're talking about this one chick, and he killed a house. I think she was a neighbor that he killed. He's like, yeah, she used to clean my apartment for $4.25. I paid her $4.25 an hour, and she stole from me. Like, you know, oh, so you killed her. Oh, of course you killed her. Fucking bitch. You paid her a full $4.25 an hour, and she stole from you. What a bitch. I mean, he was like getting mad all over again.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you read about his...
Great guy, otherwise.
Did they cover his upbringing in the documentary?
Yeah, it was rather... His mom used to give him oral sex.
And put things in his butt.
Yeah.
Started banging his sister in junior high school.
Oh, my God.
But then they also
He banged somebody else in the family, too. I think a cousin.
Right. I don't know.
I need a break from the pedophile crap that... It's a storm. It's a shit storm of pedophile stuff.
You know what you learn is you... I hate to say this, but as I get older and I read more stories and more stories and more stories and read more true crime, this whole pedophilia thing, it just destroys people. I mean, absolutely destroys people. And it's just, nobody does anything about it. It just goes on and on and on and on. People deny it. It happens in families. People, I don't want to think about that.
Children of the Snow thing was so horrible because to think that there was a ring operating and could maybe still be going on.
Multiple rings, one in the Cass Corridor, one in that Fox Island, Pedophile Island.
Right.
I mean, when you're talking about Pedophile Rock the other day, I mean, it really hit a chord with me because it was those 15-year-old girls, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore. I mean, they dressed them up like, wouldn't you love to fuck a hot 15-year-old like me?
Schoolgirls. I mean,
it really was fucked
like
up.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. Hey, sell the records.
Yeah, right. Well, didn't they say at one point that the people who would go to Britney Spears concerts were like, a lot of them were like creepy dudes?
Yeah.
Creepy older
girls
dudes.
That wanted to look like her. 15-year-olds and 13-year-olds.
Yeah, it's just like a total...
Same with Madonna. Madonna had, you know, when she started out, it was all these, you know, teenage girls dressed all slutty. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, Arthur Shawcross.
Yeah, he was in Vietnam, and during his tour, he did some pretty heinous shit. So, like, right now,
well,
he's known
they
for killing...
can't verify that. That's he claims that. Like, okay. He cannibalized people and ate them.
And beheaded.
He was pissed at him, beheaded them. And he also claims he ate 3 vaginas of his victims.
What?
Yes.
After, you're supposed to do that before they're dead.
No, he ate them after they were dead.
That sounds delicious.
Great guy.
He physically ate, I mean, he digested them.
Oh. Digested. I knew that's what you meant.
And he did that because...
Sorry, I need to know the physics.
This is what he said.
Kind of
it doesn't work.
What parts of it?
I don't know who told him to say this or if he came up with this on his own, but he said that he thought one of these prostitutes had given him AIDS, so he just figured I might as well get it faster.
Oh, okay.
Eating their genitals might... I mean, it was a strange medical opinion on his part.
Wait, he self-diagnosed?
Yes, he self-diagnosed, and he didn't have AIDS, as it turned out.
I was reading that
he
pretended he was eating a roast beef sandwich when he was eating those. I don't know if that's true or not, but he said, does anybody want a bite of my roast beef sandwich?
And clams.
Wow.
Oh, Trudy. That's over the line. Gross.
Didn't know he offered to share. But anyway, wouldn't talk about those kids. Those fucking kids. Everybody goes apeshit when I talk about those fucking kids.
Let's talk
kids.
About the vaginas I've eaten.
Talk about those people I cannibalized and numb.
What the fuck?
Fucking ate those people.
God, what a dick.
Loin Viet fucking damn.
I was amazed to find out that, okay, first of all, he's married, I think, 3 times. And then when he was killing...
Oh, charming guy, too, who would marry that piece of shit.
I wanted to see his wives, too. I was like, did he marry anyone remotely hot? Is that possible?
Oh, you want to see one?
Well, you can see his daughter and his granddaughter.
I saw his daughter and his granddaughter. They dig him. He's really happy he met his daughter. He didn't even know he had a daughter. Oh. She's really happy to find out that her father was alive, although he killed 14 people. It's kind of a bummer to find out. We found your dad. Bad news. He's a serial killer. Sorry.
We found him.
We found him.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
And she reconnected with him. That's cool.
So anyway, the last time he's married when he's killing all these prostitutes, he has a mistress. Like, what? This fucking guy has a mistress?
Oh,
and then he was
gross.
Cheating on the mistress with a third girl. It's like, this guy, everybody wants to fuck this guy. He's disgusting, and he's killing everyone. And if, God, if you steal anything from him, he'll kill you. He eats vaginas. Fucking crazy.
Digest them.
Plus, he was already in prison for killing 2 kids, and look at how he pulls babes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know people are going, there are people listening.
Murder
going,
my vagina.
I got no action going on whatsoever, and fucking Arthur Shawcross has women coming out of his ass.
Those incels must be livid.
Poontang.
He can't get enough ass. There's not enough ass to satisfy this guy, and it just keeps coming and coming.
And he's hideous.
I know, and he murders people, and he had 2 kid killings on his record already.
Yeah, a boy and a girl.
So
well, get used to it, because that's my main move.
So how do you, when you're his wife and you're, you know, you bear the children of this monster?
Well, he's such a monster, she didn't even tell him she was pregnant. She just had the kid. Raised the kid to 40, and the kid was like, it was my father. And she finds out it's Shawcross. Bummer. Okay. It's
Daddy.
We're in the final days of February, and you don't get snow on the ground and all that, but spring training is going on. And by the way, Tigers have been playing games, haven't they? They won yesterday,
yeah.
I think.
Yep.
How'd they score 14 runs with that half-ass lineup?
I don't know. Were they playing one of those college teams?
No.
10-4 today.
Celebrate
Yankees, wow.
Our studio sponsor, Zott, Ford, and Holly, and DealsInAD.com want to warm the cockles of your heart with their annual $99 payment party. Lease a new fun-to-drive 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $99 a month, or a sporty 19 Ford Escape, $99 a month. Finally, lease the new family-friendly performance SUV, a new 19 Ford Edge as low as, yes, $99 a month. Celebrate $99 payments and early spring with your friends at Zott Ford in Holly. And then give Luke Nowacki some of your time if you're looking to come up with a financial plan, maybe for retirement, Maybe it's life insurance. Maybe it's medical insurance, as Trudy found out. Luke can deal with all kinds of things over there.
Yeah.
Or a 529, as Mark found out, the 529, it's not as bad as you thought.
Well, no, I thought, you know, Michigan doesn't participate in the new tax law where you can get the write-off, but you still get it federally. I'm still trying to break. No one understands it.
For private school.
For K through 12, yeah. Because right. Originally it's for college. That's the approved school. See, believe me, it's been a nightmare.
Had you talked to Luke, you would have known this. Have a complimentary consultation about your unique financial situation. Call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748, or email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security and Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products and services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates. So there. And also in Brandon Prep today,
yes,
was the story about the Connecticut... the trans dudes, they identify as female, mm-hmm. who are dominating women's track.
Cool.
Dominating. And the women aren't too happy about it.
No, they don't even really want to do it anymore because they said every time that we start a race, we already know the best we can get is third place. And so it's
With that attitude.
No attitude.
Yeah, geez.
Why is every trans female so fast? I mean, what do you think some of these trans people would be shitty athletes?
You think?
I mean, some of them. I mean, it just seems like, is there something to foot speed and being trans? I'm just asking.
I just think.
I mean, doesn't seem like a lot of them are entering women's sports and just dominating.
Well, biologically, you know, males are a little stronger. And
well, they're faster. I mean, the world records are on display.
Mainly, I threw this into the prep so Mark could read it since.
Okay, since what?
Since you don't think it's a big deal. I don't know.
I think it's a big deal. I really don't care.
Well, it's a big deal to the people who are running track in Connecticut.
Okay. Boo-hoo. If these two girls want to run because they're girls now, fine, whatever.
Well, but they have an unfair advantage. A lot of the females feel. The girls are the ones bitching, not the guys.
Okay.
I mean, it's all stemming from the conversation we have with Martina.
I'm not losing sleep over it.
What about the girls playing football now?
Yeah, nobody's stopping girls from playing football. Nobody's bitching about that. Oh, we should watch.
Surprised. I'm surprised they're not.
Oh, girls have been kicking and doing things. I mean, there's girls on football teams. Every now and then somebody kicks an extra point and the world stops.
Well, she just got a scholarship. Her name is Toni Harris.
Cynical.
She had cancer, and she just got, like, I think, isn't the first scholarship, football scholarship for a female?
Where'd she get a scholarship to? USC or Alabama or
Central Methodist Shithole University? I don't know.
Oh, Mark. Ooh.
It's a school I've never heard of.
One of the powerhouses.
Either, but.
Tremendous school.
Anyway, let's check out her highlight reel.
All right, I'm going to stop being so shitty about this. I don't understand this highlight reel at all.
Goodbye, fucking
like
shit.
Like her eye black?
The eye black is cool. This girl can play a little bit. I'm not saying she can't play. Mm-hmm. She's a DB and she's a running back.
Yeah, look at that tackle.
Nice.
It's a good tackle.
Yeah.
She makes some good hits in here, too. I think she's headed for CTE for sure. Because she throws her body at people. She looks pretty tough, I got to say.
Whoever did some of the video wouldn't get out of the car.
Ooh, that was a big hit.
Wait a sec. Is that an all-female team?
What?
Go back to that.
Yeah, these running backs are awfully slow. She's
look at all the ponytails on the sideline.
What? What? What?
Not all. At some point during her...
There's a lot of ponytails there.
Yeah, but when she's growing up, she probably did.
Look how slow that running back is.
Yikes. Good angle, though.
Looks like Ironhead Hayward. But slower.
So it's not a tranny, then.
What a stiff arm.
As she's faster than everyone on the field, I was wondering how that was possible. Now I think I know. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, my God. Wow.
See, those are
dudes. Oh, what a block. Sign that kid up. Who pancaked that person?
Totally not treating this with the reverence that Hoda and...
I'm so surprised.
Craig and Savannah did on the Today Show.
Is she going to kick an extra point so we can stop the world? she goes down a little bit easily. I think the song adds a lot to this.
How'd she get from Toledo to East LA?
I don't know. Yeah, she was at a community college.
Right.
You're right. This is spliced between a all-female league and then a mixed league.
Thank you, Brandon.
Is there too much You Go Girl stuff going on these days? It seems like there's just... We celebrate women all the time. I never see anyone celebrating me.
They did say at the end of the story on...
Can't have a heterosexual parade.
You want one?
You can. Yeah, I do.
A hetero
it's
kind of
gay that you want a parade.
Why can't anything about
you,
me
you,
be
you,
celebrated?
That's all you care about.
I want people rooting for me.
Are you so marginalized?
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Except that's nothing to do with being marginalized. Can't my group be rooted for sometime,
yeah,
somehow,
they
ever?
Are. We're in first. We're on top.
We're not a team. We don't share the profits. We don't share the power.
We don't?
No, there is no organized plan among white men.
Don't you have a group?
I'm only asking for a parade.
If you don't have a group, that's your fault. You should have a group.
No. We're not allowed to meet.
Not even.
Start a male white nationalist group.
Yeah, right. Yeah, as soon as you meet, you're a white nationalist. Those guys used to go pound the drums in the jungle or in the woods. Yeah. Remember those guys? Everybody made fun of them.
Who wants to do
promise
that anyway?
Keepers? Everyone makes fun of them.
Oh, well.
There you
can't
go.
Even have
join
a fucking
the promise
religious
keepers.
Bash at the Silverdome without getting shit.
At the end of the Today Show, they said the future is female. So just get used to it.
Of course it is.
Just get used to it.
Okay, let's see this football player on the Today Show. I'm
how far
ready to be impressed.
She's at one. Oh, boy. Eh, boy. 40.
What's got two thumbs and a deep respect for gender equality? This gal.
I bet this is a hell of a grilling. This poor girl.
Better than if she was on GMA.
Right, yeah.
How far?
I thought it was one. It was after Jessica Starr, too. Oh, man, that was
wait, they're just now getting to that story?
On the
or are you watching an old Today Show?
No, I don't think I was. It was
there she is.
Oh, she's taking her talents to.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Oh no! Come on.
There's something along the lines. Let's see.
I want to see these shitty.
You have
schools.
To be in Division I to say you're taking your talents somewhere.
I've decided I'm going to use that, just for whatever reason.
Yeah,
she's kind of cute too.
She's cute.
Draws attention to you, Trudy.
It's really the fault of the car company that used her in their Super Bowl ad that we have to pay attention to it now.
Remember this name, okay. Tony Harris. She became
oh,
the first female player to get a scholarship
ad?
To play defense
yeah. Yeah.
at a four-year university. And Tony's right here. We're
no,
going to talk
no,
to her
no.
in a moment.
Toyota,
first,
maybe?
Oh,
Toyota,
her
yeah.
remarkable journey.
Don't you remember that?
When someone throws the word no at Tony Harris, you can bet she'll intercept it and make you pay.
I think
I'm
my
saying
biggest
that's
pet
not a catch,
people
so
telling
I'll say
me
no.
that I can't.
She trapped it.
So I have to prove them wrong.
The word no couldn't stop her from becoming a free safety for East LA College, the community college team she played
sounds
for
like
the
Division
past
one
two
said
seasons.
No.
They've said a lot of things about Tony Harris.
Nor could it keep her from starring in a Super Bowl commercial for Toyota.
Yeah, people have made a lot of assumptions about Tony.
But I've never been a big fan of assumptions.
The no's couldn't hold Tony back when she was diagnosed with ovarian
how
cancer at age 18
there?
And lost nearly half her weight. And they certainly didn't block her from receiving scholarship offers from half a dozen schools.
Wow. I don't recognize
this
those logos.
Tuesday,
I will be signing to Central Methodist University.
After revealing her pick in
she's
dramatic fashion...
She looks great
Tony
with eye black,
signed her
I gotta
letter
say.
Of intent, surrounded by supporters, including her coach, the past 2 years.
Well, I didn't make it easy for her. You know, I made her work for everything she
she
got, but
hot.
Her resilience really is what pushed her through.
I just really appreciate my coaches for it. Sorry.
Not sorry.
I'm gonna cry.
But for Tony, it's time to move the chains
what's
down
that?
The field.
What is
what's
that?
Your dream moving forward?
I don't know what
my
that
dream
was.
Moving forward
hurdles?
Is to become the first female NFL player.
No.
Sorry, I can't stop smiling when I say
sorry,
that.
I'll say
why
no.
do you smile whenever you say that?
Sorry,
I'm
not sorry.
Not,
sorry.
It makes my heart happy.
And to that, we say yes. For Today, Joe Fryer, NBC News, Los Angeles.
For the record, it's an NAIA school.
Yeah, boy.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, NAIA, that's like a farm team to the NFL, isn't it?
Let's go.
I'd be more like it's lower than Division Three.
I know. I just love about you that you live by this quote: "Be so good they can't ignore you."
Yeah,
wow, I think that's happening.
Thank you. I do live.
Or be
by
a
that
woman
quote.
And playing in football.
Tattooed right here on my right side with an NFL football because that's my dream. And so I feel like, you know,
I think I'd draft you like Michael Sam in the first round just to be nice.
First round.
If you want the chance, you do have to be so good they can't ignore you.
No, Michael Sam was drafted later, wasn't he?
Seventh, yeah.
Like I always say that. No matter what school you're at, no matter what state or what place, if you have the talent, they'll find you. And I'm guessing they found me.
Yeah.
So.
Did you ever think you'd be sitting here in this position, watching you unzip that jersey and show where you're going and the tears in your
especially
eyes and talking about
NAIA,
the NFL? Did you
I wouldn't expect
have that
to be sitting there.
Dream? Did you believe that was possible when you were a little girl?
Not when I was a little girl, but as I grew and, you know, getting more into God and, you know, having my faith and everything, I knew that it was going to happen. Like, I figure out all the time how I'm going to do things, and I just talk to God about it, and I tell him what I want, and I try to make sure I stay faithful and do as what he does. And so,
God's
you know,
like,
when God,
don't
when you do
drag
what
me
he
into
asks
this.
You, he blesses you in return. And so, like, I stay in church and everything. And
what does that highlight?
At,
you can't even see
night,
the ball.
I tell God, like, you know, I want to get a interception, or you know,
I want to highlight though.
I had made a Snapchat and I was like, I'm gonna get an interception today, and it was the Compton game, and then it kind of happened, and I was like, I didn't know what to do at the moment in the game, and so all my teammates, they were like super excited, but I was just like stunned at myself, like, did this really happen?
It's like the Oprah thing, like, you will it, and then
yeah.
Tony, talking X's and O's, what do you need to do in the next stage of your career to prepare yourself potentially?
Carson Daly looks a little schlubby these days.
No, he does.
I always tell people that the game is more 80% mental and 20% physical. Ooh. And so although I do have the mentality for that, I still have to build my mentality.
This percentage is a little off.
Yeah, it gets a little off too.
The next level gets harder and harder. It won't get any easier. And then more so physicality, where I'm ready to continue to keep playing at the next level, going higher and higher.
Ha-ha, your game is way on, baby.
You have ovarian cancer. We saw the picture of you there. Lose half your body weight. At that point, did you think, you know what, maybe I am going to have to give up on this football thing, at least in the short term?
Yeah, at first I did, but my family kind of helped me stay grounded in my faith and everything, and I did want to give up. You know,
it's
I thought things were
faith.
Over because I said, it's like,
her
you know,
faith
you take
is not
going to
get her into the NFL.
Five
sorry.
More steps.
Not sorry.
So you kind of want to give up on other things, and when you don't have a background of people, you know, supporting you and you're
Drew,
dealing
all
with it
things
you're on
are
your
possible
own at first,
through Christ,
it gets hard and you just want to give up on it. But I constantly have my friends who went to
the
studio with me.
I don't
want to
be a dick about it, but
how could she play in the NFL,
with me and go to the hospital with me at times?
How could she
well, if she gets a Michael Sam,
my mom and them praying for me and my
maybe somebody
uses
7-round pick on her or sign her
say, you know
for
what?
A day.
I've
and then they can pretend she's on the team.
Oh, there's no stopping
and then,
you now. No.
Then she retires.
Now it's fate. Now it's supposed
to. Who's your team? Who's your favorite?
I'm a big fan
kinda
of the
kind of like they
Seattle
do with
Seahawks.
The people that get a touchdown and nobody tries to tackle them.
Who's watching?
He breaks another tackle. He's at the 15. He's
man.
At the 10. He's at the 5. It's not a sports podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
It's really
she looks like a, she really does look like a hitter in those films, but I don't know who she was playing against. There were a lot of ponytails. But she was hitting people, and she looked fast in that game. I don't know. I mean, kind of looked like an electric football game to me. Sorry. Sorry, not
God,
sorry.
God, so catty.
Again.
So catty.
I'm really surprised the Division I school didn't offer her the a scholarship.
And make her a kicker?
Just for the publicity.
Yeah. I know. That is.
Yeah, weird. No, she's a cool chick, and she plays hard. I mean, I do like that about her, but. NFL. Can somebody just say, you know what? NAIA to the NFL, that's pretty unlikely.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, I guess that'd be
it's
too.
A nice story.
That'd be almost like a fastball nerf toss.
She asked for an interception. She got an interception.
I know.
She thinks that.
She asked for the NFL. She'll get the NFL.
Maybe.
With Jesus.
Wish her the best of luck.
So disingenuous.
She's got a good future. She's a hard hitter. Did they ask her what position she's going to play?
DB.
Yeah.
Jesus was a white man, too.
I sure would like to know her 40 time. I mean, wouldn't that be significant?
Yeah. Does she have a spark score?
Her vertical?
Yeah, her vertical jump. I mean, if you want to really, you know, if we're talking about the NFL.
Well, she was doing that one thing with the jumping the...
Yeah, she's very flexible.
Wait, what was she doing?
You know, when she was jumping the hurdles, or not really jumping, but she was
walking the
like,
hurdles.
Nice.
Yeah. She did have a nice stride.
What exercise
I think
is
she
that?
Runs pretty well. So that's encouraging.
She's probably playing the AAF.
Yeah. XFL will take her.
You know, that's probably where a female will first play.
Yeah.
In the AAF or the XFL. I think it'll be a kicker, though. Or just a huge offensive lineman. Or defensive lineman. Somebody just clogs up the middle. Anybody could do that, right?
Sure.
Do we have the audio of the guys who didn't know Tractor Trailer died from Michigan Bass? He died 8 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And somehow they're talking about the Dirk Nowitzki trade during the Clippers game, mm-hmm. and they reference Tractor Trailer like they don't know where he is.
He just launched his career like nobody could guard him anymore.
I guess Milwaukee didn't see you. They drafted him and then traded him to Dallas draft day for Robert Tractor Trailer. Who's he playing for now?
The Detroit YMCA. Over 40 league.
Bro.
Oh. Wow. Is the apology on there?
I think it is.
Oh, really? Oh, boy. Of course.
It'll be his final game in Los Angeles as a member of the Dallas Mavericks and the National Basketball Association. We made light earlier that he was traded from Milwaukee to Dallas in an exchange for Robert Tractor Trailer. And I was wondering what Robert Tractor Trailer was doing today.
And you said he's on the Detroit MCA.
My mind, mind, but he passed away a couple years ago, so may he rest in peace. And our apologies.
Yeah, apologies. Absolutely. I didn't realize that.
The reality
asshole.
Is Don Nelson, the Hall of Fame coach, helped make that trade, and he was roasted in Dallas.
Nice information dump to cover up the air.
That's a big old sorry, not sorry right from, there.
Germany, for crying out loud.
For crying out loud.
Who are those guys?
I didn't know he passed away, thus proving my point how insignificant he is for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Apparently he passed away a couple years ago.
His career was so bad, no one knows that he passed away.
But who were those guys?
Ralph Lawler and Don McLean, they're the
Why do they all
the
sound the same? They all have that same... It's like an airline pilot has to sound like Chuck Yeager. Those guys have to sound like...
I think that's how they think they have to sound.
Really?
Oh, it's really stupid, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, God.
And then they actually ended it with
shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night, gone too soon.
Yes. And I saw that Oprah Winfrey, they're tacking on a Q&A with the victims of Michael Jackson from Leaving Neverland, which who was on CBS This Morning today? Was it
his brothers,
Marlon? Can
there
we watch
like three
that?
Three or four of them. No, I saw the tease and I sped through it. One of the nephews defended him too, saying, "I was at those slumber parties. He never did anything to me."
Get the fuck out of here! Yeah. You know,
did it not seem odd to you though that
I don't know why they bothered interviewing them.
I know
they're not part of the story. Get the fuck out of here!
Did it not seem odd to you though that your brother would share a bed or have slumber parties with young children?
Well, I don't know if he has. I can't say yes.
Well, you said he did.
I grew up in it, so I can tell you. Yeah, I grew up in it, so for me it wasn't odd. You know, I think to the outside world, yes, I think it can be odd. I mean, I'm not.
No, it is odd. It's beyond odd.
When you're actually there in that atmosphere and. You're around it, and you're watching movies.
Drinking Jesus juice.
Whether it's Little Rascals or Three Stooges, and you're watching these things. It's like, it's very innocent. But I think the fault of my uncle was he didn't have that bone in his body to look at it the other way.
Oh, he had someone else's body.
Is that his naivety was his downfall.
Oh, please. He was charged with child molestation. He was not naive. He also paid $23 million to someone in 1993 and continued to hang out and have slumber parties and said, "There's nothing more natural than a chance to sleep in your bed."
You ignorant fool.
He was not naive.
He would also do things in different rooms with different people, and some of them would go to the main chamber with him.
I got cyberbullied yesterday.
What?
Jackson Army attack.
The Jackson Army came after
me.
Yeah, I was on Reddit. I love Reddit. And I was on the very first top post was Weird Al Yankovic. It was just talking about his relationship with Michael Jackson and how Jackson allowed basically Weird Al to do anything, you know, to parody his songs and use sets and blah, 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 blah. So I was looking at the comments and, you know, people are praising Jackson because despite Believe survivors in the Me Too era, you're not allowed to believe these survivors. And so
I was outraged.
I'm looking at like one of the top comments, and it says, you know, the internet gives this guy a lot of shit, but Michael Jackson was just a genuine, he was a good dude. And so I commented on it. I said, yep, great dude.
Ignorant fool.
Great dude for a pedophile. And I never comment on Reddit or anything like that. But I returned about like 5 minutes later to my comment. And it already had like negative 50 downvotes. And
what?
And it started this whole discussion about, how, show me the proof, motherfucker. Show me the proof. I mean, people were angry at me. And I didn't really respond after that.
People write negative things because they feel that's what sells. Good news to them doesn't sell.
How far, do you know, have you looked at it lately? How far?
Well, let me look at it now.
Let's take a,
45 candy. Minutes.
Yeah, it might take me a minute.
For 45 minutes?
Yeah, for 45 minutes. About 45 minutes.
So here's Weird Al when you search it. Here it is. Here's the post.
Oh.
Yeah. Cyberbullying?
Okay, now I just got to find it. It might take a minute here.
We'll just go to the one that's downvoted the most.
All right, give me a sec.
I can't believe how many people are still kissing this guy's ass. It's
for
such
what?
A joke.
For what? Why?
Because he was so nice and he loved children.
No, I know, but what's
he's
it for them?
Reliving his childhood. They don't want to believe it. They just don't want to believe it.
Then don't believe it. Why are you attacking and whatever? You got a lot of time on your hands.
To believe it. I know.
How do you even know? You don't. No one even knows, really.
Here it is. Right here. For all the shit that Michael Jackson gets, I genuinely think he was a decent human being. And he had a tormented childhood. So let's see.
Where's Brandon?
I can't even find it. It got downvoted so much. Yeah, great guy for a pedophile. it only has minus 50 points now. So actually, it's come back because I had minus 50.
Oh, you're rallying.
Yeah, I'm rallying. And then
you're just a little ahead of your time.
Here's some of the comments. Pretty sure he actually wasn't. He wasn't.
How did they know? How do they know? They don't
know. The allegations of 93 did not have enough corroborating evidence to even indict Jackson.
Oh, I got $23 million. Gee. Yeah, you just pay $23 million to somebody who makes something up.
Just because it's happened before with other famous people does not mean Michael was guilty. This thing, I mean, they really got fuck off. People got angry with me.
I guarantee you R. Kelly could pick up a 15-year-old girl today.
Oh, sure.
Easily. Many of them. And promise him a singing career. And they could know full well who he is. And they would be taking a cab to his place instead of going to school tomorrow.
That's just...
I mean, it's so fucked
so
up.
So sad.
Isn't it weird, though, if you like that artist, if you like the music, then you'll defend him to the ends of the earth.
Which is dumb. You can still like the music and hate the person.
It's funny. It's just like politics. It's like just viewing things through, well, I like him, so he couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
And this lady who put up his bond money, are you fucking out of your mind?
But is there any more information on her? Like who she is and why she did it?
No, I'm really
I was looking for a story this morning. I could not find
anything. Why does everyone deep dive on everything but what I want them to deep dive on?
I don't know.
Let's see. Valencia Love is her name.
Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
Okay, here's the Sun-Times story. Let's see. Woman posted bond, met him on a cruise 5 months ago. She's 47, though. He has no interest in her.
She met him on a cruise.
Don Russell, a Kelly friend and advisor. By the way, there's so much information about these R. Kelly people just feeding women to him, just picking them up, literally knowing they're underage and saying, hey, call R. Kelly or here's his number or whatever. I'm amazed there isn't more. I mean, there's outrage about everything, but nobody gives a shit about all these enablers around R. Kelly for some reason. Why is that? Why do they get off the hook?
They have to have something that they're gaining by it. It's got to be, I don't know, pimping for R. Kelly.
But they know a crime is taking place over and over and over and over. They've probably seen a lot of the videotapes. I would think once you saw the videotape of him peeing in the 14-year-old's mouth and knowing it's him, as they all did, and then they keep doing it, they keep working for him, he's illiterate. He can't make travel arrangements for these people. You know these people are helping him.
He pays well, right? Isn't that it? Until he runs out of money?
Probably.
Yeah.
Lindsay Love posted $100,000 to help Kelly win his freedom. She's a fan of Kelly's music when she met the 52-year-old singer on a cold fall night aboard a Spirit of Chicago cruise on Lake Michigan. Over the weekend, she called members of Kelly's inner circle, told them she wanted to help when she saw he wasn't able to make Babel. She wanted Rob to have a chance at justice. Oh, yeah, he's being so maligned.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to bond him out. He was going to have his chance at justice.
She thought he'd have a better chance outside of jail than inside. Love was with Kelly's group after the singer's release from jail Friday. Oh, how nice. And gave a toast to her short friendship with Kelly, saying she knew she needed to help a friend in need. Hmm. And why does she help some of these girls? A woman called sometimes and identified herself with love's disputed aspects of Russell's account in a brief interview. She declined to say how she met the singer and acknowledged paying the bond. Says she's a friend. Mm-hmm. She held out $25,000 for each of the four cases, all with the different alleged victims. I'm sure I'll pay her back.
But yeah, right.
Although she put down six figures to get Kelly out of jail, her own finances have been rocky, court records show. Ah! She filed for bankruptcy in 2015.
Oh.
Saying she couldn't pay $2,700 in parking tickets? How stupid is this chick? She has no money either.
But she might just be a conduit to something else because she came out and said, I'm not going to say it was my money or his money, but he is not broke. He was going to post bond by Thursday anyway. He's my friend. I knew he needed the help.
Oh, his lawyer says he's broke.
There's three sides to every story. His side, their side, the victims, and the truth. I cannot say they're lying. It was not my money, though. Let's see.
Whatever, lady.
R. Kelly told me he was innocent. If he did it, he's wrong. But he's telling me he is innocent.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Not a monster. He's not. I know it. Look at these priests, by the way. Why isn't anyone going after these priests?
I'm pointing in the other direction.
They They're not
Why isn't
exclusive.
Anyone focused on Kiera Coles, the missing pregnant postal worker
we're
in Chicago?
About, lady.
The media is
focused
on Jamie Kloss. Why isn't anyone looking for Kiera? He's only been a gentleman to me. The prosecutors and attorney general need to be prosecuting the priest that was sleeping with 5 and 6-year-old children.
So what a fucking moron. Yeah, so it's bad that they get a different pedophile than those pedophiles.
Yeah. Let R. Kelly
those kids
have
were younger.
Chance in court.
Yeah.
She just has a favorite pedophile, that's
yeah.
all.
Mm-hmm.
She told the court she was a teacher.
She met him. Maybe she would have met the priest, she'd feel otherwise. Yeah.
She was at a Southside daycare where she worked for 7 years. But in 2017, she and her former husband came into a windfall.
Oh.
Each got about $1.1 million in a legal settlement from a wrongful death lawsuit they filed against the former Children's Medical Hospital in Chicago. Oh, so they can use their windfall to get him from Children's Medical Hospital to get him bailed out for molesting children. Well, the circle just keeps going around.
Wow.
I love as a corporate officer of daycare and teacher.
I guess she also owns a restaurant. And people are trying to boycott it right now.
Ooh, what's the right? Let's check the reviews.
Love on the Blue, it's called.
Stupid name.
And it must
money's no problem for me. I've come into a little nest egg. My mother died.
It must be a brunch place because it closes at 3 p.m. daily.
It's a dumb name. Love on the Blue?
What the fuck does that mean? Is it an R. Kelly song?
Oh, boy.
3.8 stars.
What are the reviews?
I'm looking.
Kelly's friend Russell told him last year that he had $0 in the bank because I trusted the wrong people who took advantage of me. Since then, money is coming to him, but not as much as he would like. Oh, from the new streams? Singer's fans are a mess if he's dropping the record label.
He should start a podcast.
Residual income was limited. Kelly didn't believe he even owns the right to I Believe I Can Fly.
What? He doesn't own the rights to that?
No. He sold a lot of his publishing. You know, I was just reading about that Scott Storch story, by the way, talked about how Suge Knight basically told him, you can either sign over the publishing you have, these songs that my artists are part of, and he said, here's what you're going to get paid, and you're going to give me half the money.
That sounds like Suge.
Yeah, so he did it. He lost publishing for some of his biggest hits for... One time it was $58,000, and Suge Knight went to the bank with him and demanded to get half of it.
Oh. Wow.
Who is this? Amazing that guy was living on the outside as often as he was.
Suge? Yeah.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. And
it's a record label. I mean, people really wanted to be on that label with that thug.
In reading these reviews of this stupidly named restaurant, most of the complaints are twofold. The servers are terrible, and they like to add tips.
Oh, they add to the tip?
Yeah.
Oh.
That seems to be most
That's interesting. It's not something you read on reviews every day.
I usually know. None of them are terribly funny when I'm reading through them.
Thanks for the tip.
Except that the turkey was extremely dry and the pancakes fell apart as soon as you tried to pick them up.
Oh. But they're still in business? How many reviews do they have?
3.8 overall. It's not too bad.
That's not good.
405 reviews.
That's a lot of reviews. Okay.
Not one says,
they bought them. They bought them all.
Yeah. Only 3 stars on Yelp, though.
Yeah. Pac-Man Jones was arrested at an Indiana casino.
Yeah, for being too good.
He was cheating, or accused of cheating, or they think he might have been cheating.
Yep.
And then he was charged with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, but he's out of the league anyway.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't play the last day. Bengals cut him in the middle of 2018.
Okay.
I didn't realize he was 35, too.
Yeah, he's old. I was shocked when I saw him playing.
I'm kind of amazed he stayed in the league that long. I mean, talk about fuck-ups.
Yeah, big time. Well, didn't he fire a gun and paralyze someone at a strip club?
Among other things.
Why they call him Pac-Man Jones?
Because he bit his mom's nipple when he was a baby, so she called him Pac-Man.
What?
I didn't give him the nickname.
Pac-Man doesn't bite nipples.
Oh, he bites. And it was popular at the time, I think.
It's energy dots.
Like nipples. Those are energy dots when you're a baby. That's all you know. That's all you know as a baby. It's better than naming him after the Buckner and Garcia song.
It's a great song.
What? It's a good beat.
Nice.
I got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed to the arcade. I don't have a lot of money, but I'm bringing everything I made. I got a callus on my finger and my shoulder's hurting too.
I think at one point they thought, oh man, we're riding high with this. This is going to be a hit. It's great. Yep. It's the beginning of our career.
It was a
no,
huge
hit. No, you're a novelty song person. Sorry.
They released a 30-year anniversary album in 2012.
Oh, no, really?
And it's basically every song with commentary.
Oh my. They're all... Don't they have a bunch of songs about video games?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Froggy's Lament, Ode to Centipede, Do the Donkey Kong. This is supposed to be Pac-Man Fever with commentary, which I don't know how you do that on a song.
Why?
So on Pac-Man Fever, the first thing you hear, of course, is the Pac-Man
yeah.
sound effect.
No, we just heard it. We listened
and
to
we
it.
Had to get those directly from the machine. We had to go actually find the games for each of the machines and record them with an open mic. There was a deli near the studio that had a Pac-Man machine,
how we thought
which
you did
we used to record the sound effects off of. Now, there's been a rumor for years that you can faintly hear someone in the background ordering a sandwich, and I think it was true at the time. I remember hearing it on the original sound effects recording, but
who
I think it was probably cut out in the mix. So I don't
I've never heard that rumor.
I'm fascinated by this.
If you hear it on there, then you have better ears than I. The musicians on Pac-Man Fever consisted of Jenny Whitaker on drums. Jenny was just an outstanding drummer. She was terrific. She worked with Country Joe McPherson, a lot of big groups. Larry McDonald, a great bass player here in Atlanta, played bass. Chris Bowen, just one of the top guitar players
in
town.
Who the fuck is?
I played piano and some string lines on a Korg string ensemble. That was a piece of equipment that was state-of-the-art.
Notice it's just Buckner. I don't know where... Why, is Garcia dead when they put this out?
I don't know.
There was a couple of people in our management team who was not wild about the string lines I played on the Korg on Pac-Man Fever and suggested that we might
nobody wants to know
out,
this much.
We really liked them.
I'm really intrigued.
I can't imagine the song, you know, without them.
He's going to be blown away when he gets his Spotify check.
He had syndromes, and we just thought the snare in Pac-Man, we thought, you know, it's not quite big enough. So we had David play the syndrome, and he played over the snare drum on our track and really beefed up the sound. I think it sounded better.
No! Is there any market for this? Like, it, you know, like maybe other songs, songs that people really like, where that's, the well, that's what's creators funny. Talk over them?
Breaking it down like it's, you know, a real song, not a
Red
novelty
Dead
song.
Red Dead Redemption!
Rick played on a couple Red more cuts, but Chris Bowman would mostly end up playing lead and rhythm guitar on the rest
Nobody
of the
cares.
Album.
Nobody cares.
We want to know about the stupid song and why you made it.
You're playing
it so
Red Dead Redemption 2?
Did you see Carlos Monterrey's story, or it's
What's
a commentary?
About
Robert Kraft.
Okay, great.
The NFL should drop the hammer. And I'm sure Maz will like this story. If Kraft is found guilty or admits guilt in a plea deal, the NFL needs to thoroughly punish the New England Patriots owner.
Why? For misdemeanor?
Because the Patriots under Kraft have earned a reputation as unscrupulous cheaters from Spygate to Deflategate. And now this. Been charged with twice paying for sexual services at Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida, including the same day. It doesn't matter. It's the same day as the.
No, it doesn't matter at
it's
all.
It's whatever day he went. Yeah. Doesn't make it any worse that it's on the day of the UFC champion. So Mr. Johnny Barbara Lodge crackdown on human trafficking.
I don't know. Him getting beat off certainly gave them a huge advantage in that game.
If Kraft is guilty of these charges, the NFL should suspend him for the entire season.
For two minutes? Well, then do that to all the players when the players get misdemeanors.
Fine him $1 million and strip the Patriots of their first-round pick next year. If you think docking the Patriots a draft pick unfairly punishes the team, I would argue it's the only real punishment Kraft would feel. $1 million is seat cushion money to a billionaire. As for not being around the team for years, as long as Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are running things, a tackling dummy could be the owner, and the Patriots will still reach the Super Bowl. But losing a draft pick is an indelible stain that affects Kraft and this team's fortunes for the foreseeable future. Well, my
God. Oh, that's tough.
Are you okay?
It goes on and on.
I'm not sure. I think I'm breaking up with Tom Brady, though.
Yeah, it's hard
Rudy,
to be a fan.
You should have dumped him a long time ago.
I should have dumped him a long time ago, but when I saw him kind of do the full mouse Brady kiss on Kraft...
He makes out with everyone.
Every guy.
I don't
know.
Did
you see him complain that his 10-year-old son didn't kiss him well enough?
Yeah, I know. And then Kraft. That was it. That
he
was
runs
the
his fingers
point.
Through everybody's hair, too, when he does it.
I didn't,
his trainer
that didn't
he did that
me.
With, Kraft he did that with, Belichick.
His son. Again.
It didn't really bother me that much until I saw the full mouth Brady kiss on Kraft. That's
hot.
Too far. That's a bridge too far.
It's pretty hot. I could see.
It's so weird to me that Kraft went to that place twice. If he went once and went, oh my God, that's a.
I got news for you. He went way more than twice.
Yeah.
Well,
he went two times in 4 days.
However many beyond one he went blows my mind because, I mean, this place is like, okay, the masseuse was 59 and the other one was 40. Not terribly hot. They're beating off. Like 8 guys a day per chick on the tables they sleep on, by the way.
This is a custom hand job.
Oh, it's just so weird to think of somebody beating off 8 dudes a day and then sleeping on the table.
Oh,
I would
wow.
just think, I wouldn't
nice
want the
old fashioned.
I wouldn't want the memories of the 8 dicks I had that day. That would bum me out.
And then cooking their dinner on the hot plate in the back in the same place where
that.
They beat off.
I know, it was Good so God. Horrible.
Jesus.
Maybe
the United States.
They don't believe those women were trafficked now, right?
Can't they get an NDA from with Kraft and get some money to these girls so they can get out of that place?
Yeah.
Maybe they liked that job.
Maybe it's the only thing they can do. I don't know. It sounds like there's a lot of Asian being spoken there.
Yeah.
But as you age, don't you get the carpal tunnel? Or isn't there?
Yeah, I would think that would be, I would think that'd be. Hard on your wrists.
I don't know. They might have like great calluses by now. Where it's just
if you read the report too, it's really interesting when the cop goes in there for his turn. They knew he was a cop.
They did?
Yeah, and she kept saying that to him because she, you know, like flashed him and then sat on his face. He's like, oh, maybe next time. She's like, you're a cop, aren't you? It's really kind of fascinating.
Wouldn't you be pissed though if you go into a place like that, you're Kraft, you want an HJ, you're like, man, I'm 77, but I still need people whipping me off. All the time.
My 39-year-old hot girlfriend isn't cutting it.
And there's a chick working on you, and she's arguing with someone else in Asian, and the doorbell is just cranked, and it's a ding-dong, 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 ding. It rings 8 times.
He's got focus.
And she's answering the phone. The phone rings constantly. They're answering it constantly. I mean, I would think... Oh, well, Kraft did tip big, so give him 100 each.
Maybe that's why he took two of them.
How long, though, was he in there? He was only in there.
How long?
One time from...
Oh, God. Trudy speaks, and that's what happened.
You need a mop.
He's pretty efficient.
Ew. God.
I don't know.
He's kind of a little guy, too, right?
Crafty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who expects to see the videotape? If it's available, I know I'm going to watch it.
Well, they're fighting right now.
I'm embarrassed. Sorry, not sorry, but I'm going to watch it.
They're fighting right now to keep it sealed, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Although, no, he says he didn't do anything illegal, so there can't be a videotape if he's telling the truth.
He'll just plea. Pay a fine.
He says he didn't do anything illegal. With his resources, you'd think if he didn't do anything illegal, he would fight it.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, I think we know what we're going to see. That face turned beet red.
I know. But do you think we'll see the videotape? Who thinks we will see it?
I don't think we will.
I kind of think we will, too.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. And
not anytime soon. Only because it's part of
Since when do we not see everything?
Only because it's part of this bigger investigation.
Oh, no.
Trafficking.
No.
We don't see them as frequent. I mean, unless they're leaked. Because ever since Gawker got fucked, you don't see too many of these websites publicly throwing these out.
Except this is part of a crime.
Wouldn't Pornhub pay a nice chunk of change to somebody to slip it to them?
But yeah, but they would have to be purchased legally. Yeah.
Wait, would it though? Because it's going to be entered into evidence of.
It's public knowledge.
Yeah, a FOIA. I'm filing a FOIA.
If they go through with it, if they don't settle, you know, or plea.
Nice going, Kraft. I'm just so blown away though that, and Bezos too. These guys, you know, Bezos. There's 20, apparently like 20 dick pics.
Yeah.
Bezos. By the way, how many times, Bezos, your dick is not that cool. You're gross.
It looks just like your head.
You look ridiculous just crawling, tiny Bezos crawling all over this tall chick and making all this noise. It's just fucking crazy. You're not hot. I don't care how many times you work out. You're not hot.
I guess he's hung too.
For how many vests you wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Shoot. Fucking shoot.
I mean, with Bezos audio out there, all the stuff that's floating around, and he just booking. Oh, I'm at the Oscar party. Hey, Jeff Bezos at the Oscar party.
Well, so is Kraft. Right?
I know Kraft's there too.
Yeah,
a couple Asian chicks at Orchids of Asia beat me off the other day a couple times, but here I am at the pre-Oscar party. How you doing? My girlfriend's not too happy with me. She's not here, but actually, I don't even know where she is. And isn't it weird when
here's what
walk
you do,
around
Jeff.
Like, hey,
you
everything's great.
You probably don't. Here's what you do, Jeff. I've got a great massage parlor in Florida. Hop on my jet and head down there.
Yeah.
They could probably compare notes.
And Bezos has Amazon to run, too.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you think he'd keep a low profile right now?
Yeah.
No, because I think he loves attention. I think he wants to be this media mogul.
I don't know. The text sounds so embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would be fetal if I were those guys and this shit were out there.
That's
I'd be
why
absolutely
you're
fetal.
You and he's Bezos. Hot
I guess
Bezos.
So. I know.
You actually have a higher standard for content than he does. his messages. He probably likes them. He thinks he's.
Yeah, it's
hot.
True. Yeah, he thinks he's a hot. He thinks he's a red hot lover.
Yeah.
Oh.
He does think he's hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And actually, you know what? If I had Amazon, if I created Amazon, maybe I would be hot. Maybe I'd feel hot. It's interesting, though. Detroit is giving Chrysler's $12 million in tax breaks.
Oh.
How much? I'm sorry.
Is Rashida Tlaib going to be angry
about
$12
million? That's
it? Some land and $12 million
nothing.
In tax breaks.
That's a big plan.
$12 million? No, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, you want to run them out?
Yeah, Rashida Tlaib should run them out. They're the 1% buying a chunk of property and making money off it.
But that's a lot
getting
of
tax
that's
breaks.
A lot more jobs than how many more jobs than 6, the 000. Amazon thing?
Oh, Amazon is 40,000 jobs. This is
6,000
or 6,500?
Really?
Yeah, 5,000 Detroit, 1,500.
That's right, 6,500.
Yeah,
it's not nearly as many, but I mean, of course they want. No, I'm just this whole line of attack that. Oh, they take public land and they make money off it. Well, what? Why do you think people create jobs and build things? Because they want to make money, and it helps people to make money.
Sure, yeah.
But it is interesting, though, that the Amazon New York thing, I don't think we've heard the last of that.
How so?
Well, because they're so proud of themselves for booting Amazon out, and New York is going to want business. They're not going to stop.
Oh, you mean like
attract
another company?
Yeah, they're going to have another big deal they want to pull there, and they're going to want to compete with all the other cities who are offering the moon.
But as long as it's not one of those scary companies like Amazon or Google, although they probably like Google. You know, one of those frightening companies that treats their employees.
They might like Google. Google might not accept tax breaks. They're so wonderful. Their employees don't want them to take tax breaks, so they won't take any.
Facebook. They would hate Facebook.
Yeah. Well, if you hate having jobs for your constituents, yeah, you should hate Facebook. But there's also there's some interest groups arising in Northern Virginia who are saying, hey, we don't like it either. And they're organizing, and I think they're, you know, it's sort of a group operation. But as it turns out, Northern Virginia offered substantially less in tax breaks. So there's not as much to bitch about. But the non-union thing, I don't know how big are unions in Washington, D.C.? I really don't know.
A union.
Or in Virginia? I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't strike me as a, I don't know. I just don't know. Can't say, but they're trying to run the same arguments, and I don't know what.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good. I don't know what the outcome is, if they want them to just leave, or they want them to do something, or union. They're not going to unionize.
Mm-mm. A union.
I have a quick update real quick.
Yeah, what's up, Brandon?
So this morning, the fourth child in the LA City fire passed away.
Oh, is this an update on the sexual antics that were going on?
Did you realize another place you used to get laid?
No.
Nearby it?
No, but I did want to get the word out of the GoFundMe because now all four children have passed away.
Oh,
and
boy.
And it's a big bummer. And
oh, boy.
Now, the naming convention of the GoFundMe is a little awkward. The best way that I was able to find this is if you Google GoFundMe Jessica Lynn, and then you'll see the one that she had started. It's actually just called Please Help, which is why it's difficult to find. But they do have a GoFundMe up there, and I just wanted to mention it because I did feel a little bit bad about talking about my exploits following a tragedy. So,
well you were there.
Yeah, they're not connected.
Are you sorry?
I've been there.
Sorry, not sorry?
I'm like legitimately sorry.
Are you really?
It's not even sorry, not sorry.
I'm kind of shitty about it. I don't know.
Well, no, but you
Brandon, there's no positive effect.
You saw the overhead shot and you saw the place and you couldn't help it. It's a natural reaction. I've been there.
Yeah.
It happens to everyone.
We did this. We just did it recently with the Oakland County child killer.
Yeah, all over that thing. Yeah. I know, and there were a lot of people on there. Bill Bonds
7-Eleven on 12
Mile.
Oh, my God. Like,
Bill Bonds was the best part of that.
He was awesome.
He was so cool. Every single clip they played of him.
Yeah, they were great. Vince Wade was on there.
Yeah.
Heather Cataldo towards the end. She got a lot of time on there. Yeah. Look how many people have worked on that. Has any amount of work been done on one thing with less success than the Oakland County? I mean, it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why it's got to be that dead guy.
Oh, I think there's a combination of people involved.
One of many, though. Yeah,
yeah, it's...
That's what's so weird. They have so many suspects in that case.
I know. Well, it sounds like it's a group effort. It sounds like it's more than one person. You know, and they held those kids for multiple days.
Hey, by the way, he was educated in Switzerland, did they say? Because he came from privilege.
He was educated in Switzerland, yes.
And isn't Kim Jong-un also educated in Switzerland? I'm trying to make a connection for being educated in Switzerland.
It could have been Un.
And just, what are they doing in Switzerland that makes these people...
Kim Jong-un.
Is that just where you send...
Yeah, it's
creepy rich kids.
You know, we all admire Switzerland. Should be admiring their educational system. Look at the losers they're putting out.
Quite a few psychopaths.
By the way, does anyone care about the summit with Un?
Oh my God, I forgot about it. No, no one cares.
I think Mark hit on something interesting. Do you think that the summit was planned right around these Michael Cohen's?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Or vice versa. I don't know which one was planned first.
I think the Oon thing came second, I want to
say. I think so,
say.
Too.
Did the picture of him smoking, though?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, didn't it?
With his sister holding the ashtray. Like,
man.
Did you see his sister holding
the
ashtray?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a pretty good look.
The little crystal ash.
She didn't want to die.
Why? Didn't he want to ash on Japan?
I guess not.
You make me want to smoke.
But wow, he uses matches and no lighters. Do they not have lighters in North Korea?
I guess not. They don't have planes.
Did you know that like every time someone smokes a cigarette down to the end, it's like kissing a butt?
I could not believe they did not have a plane for him to fly in on. That blew my mind.
I wouldn't fly in a North Korean plane. I mean,
but they boast about their military all the time.
I think what it is the commercial planes they have cannot fly that far.
They don't have one private jet in the entire country.
I guess not.
So he took the choo-choo?
He needs to kidnap a Boeing executive or somebody.
Yeah.
But didn't his brother get... Didn't they kill his brother in an airport? Maybe that's why he doesn't go anywhere.
Uncle?
Oh, when the two girls, with the happy face.
It was on the girl's T-shirt. Oh, the happy face T-shirt.
Yeah, we're going to say LOL or...
Yeah, LOL. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. They were doing it for a show, like
Fahini's.
Everybody
wanted to buy the LOL T-shirt.
Great, yeah, it's cool.
So dumb. It's the dumbest clothing fad ever. Blackface shoes.
I have to say, I'm really bummed about the Drew line of clothes.
Why? It's cool.
Bieber has my name on him all the time now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why isn't it Bieber Bieber or Justin?
Why isn't
it Justin?
Why is it called Drew?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. It's probably something really deep.
Is it his clothing line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You should sue him.
That's what I thought. He's wearing my name all the time now.
Don't wear that outfit again.
The shorts are ridiculous. I know, Drew right on the wiener.
So stupid. Will anyone buy those?
Look at this.
I make him wear whatever I think he's going to look the best in.
Somebody made a great one that says Drew Blows. I saw that online. Somebody made it.
Man, I'm just dying to see all these celebrity clothing lines. I know, isn't it the worst? How stupid is that?
The E is right there.
Yeah, it's...
Your E.
Yeah, boy.
It's in his crotch.
I just love seeing celebrity clothing lines. Fail! It seems like every big celebrity... I'm starting the clothing line.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine how hard these people work who aren't famous to be in that industry and to do something and, you know, earn their stripes, and then somebody just goes, I sold a bunch of records. I want to have a clothing line. Idiot fans go, I want Kanye's clothing. Although people don't buy Kanye's clothing, do they?
Bonnie Roche has a sweater.
She does?
Yeah, a Kanye sweater. Because I noticed it one day, and she goes, oh, it's Kanye.
Like, really?
Cool.
I thought he was losing a shit ton on his fashion.
Mm. I don't know.
I think it's because he charges so much. Like, aren't his shoes?
Oh, no. The prices are ridiculous. They're crazy.
You know why it's called House of Drew?
Why?
It's his middle name.
Damn it.
Justin Drew Bieber.
Just gets worse.
Sorry, not sorry.
Justin Drew Lane Bieber. Justin Drew and Mike Bieber.
We should sell a shirt that looks like that, but with straight Drew and Mike on.
No, it should be Justin or something, or whatever your middle name.
Justin.
That would be funny.
By the way, is he not making music anymore?
I don't know. He got married. He's been crying.
I know. He's been crying a lot.
I think the story was that he put his music on hold for his clothing line.
What?
Yeah.
We can't handle both at once?
No.
It's too much?
He's not actually sewing his clothing.
Yeah, he is.
Line.
That's how involved he is. He can't do two things at once. He's not actually making his own music either.
Good point.
I mean, has he ever written? I mean, did he write Baby, 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 Did he write those lyrics? I'm not sure if he writes his own. I know he plays drums.
He was one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people that wrote, including Ludacris.
Oh, my God.
Took six people.
Yeah,
Layla doesn't like it.
Sorry, Layla.
I know this. I was so tired. Why was he on every award show ever playing that dumb song?
I don't know. Pedophile pop.
I understand he has a lot of great songs now, though.
Yeah,
he works with everyone.
That's what someone said.
Yeah, he hasn't toured in a while. He hasn't had a studio album in 4 years.
Well, when he was touring, too, it was always some sort of little petulant thing that he was mad about. Like, people, I want to have, like, real grown-up fans. And he was mad that there were young people who loved him and
were
screaming.
Does he have grown-up fans? Are there grown-ups that like him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they love that Sorry song.
Yep. Sorry, not sorry. Yes, I can play it for you.
Is it with another famous rapper? It's got to be
so. This one only took five people.
Seems
to write.
Like he's on every. Everyone has a song with him on it.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. Oh, you've heard this stupid song, haven't you?
Sounds familiar.
Is this view right? Do you see what I'm looking at?
I believe it.
Guess how many views?
A billion?
3 billion.
Wow. Nice. Was this last year?
No, this was 2015.
Oh.
Got some hot chicks in his video.
Yeah, he does. Oh, give him that. So let me redeem myself tonight. I'm sorry. Not giving it.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Not sorry.
Not a very inclusive video, is it? Is he in trouble for this?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, am I sick of dancing?
Sorry.
Does everyone have to be dancing in giant groups of people?
I might watch those chicks dance. Pretty hot.
Sorry, not sorry.
You don't think they're hot?
Yeah, they are, but I know, there's just so many places
sorry.
To see hot chicks these days. I think the effect is almost wearing off on me.
You're being desensitized to hot chicks?
I am, a little bit. I don't think I'm the only one. It's like, you know, like, I swear to God, almost every day somewhere in the prep is a semi-nude picture of Kim Kardashian, Khloe.
You like what you see, huh?
Courtney, Kyle. It's like, I'm tired of them. It just doesn't even register with me. I know Maz disagrees with me. He can't see enough.
Really?
He follows some girls on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which to me is the ultimate. Like, I don't need to see a new selfie of Brandon Lee every 5 minutes. I could not believe that post about art comes from pain. I've had wrinkles since I was 7. Poor Brandon Lee.
And it's
Dylan,
tough life.
And Dylan Jagger Lee also has had it pretty tough.
Are you okay?
Dylan Jagger Lee. Is that the
cool name?
If
I were to guess what
thing.
He was going to name a kid, I probably would have guessed that.
Dylan
or Lennon would have been part of it.
Well, Lennon Gallagher, of course. Liam's kid.
Yeah, it's those three names. They're always, artists always name their
Stop
kids one of those
it!
Three.
I know.
Lennon, Dylan, or Jagger.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of Dylans out there. I don't think there's. Oh, yeah, Jagger. That's Scott Stapp's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Hello, Jagger.
Denise. Oh, you brought him on stage. That's right, because babies love huge crowds cheering loud.
And they're great performers.
I was just thinking about that because I heard "We're the Rod Open" on the road today. Someone was cranking it so loud
that I
could hear it. Creed.
Who's
from their
cranking
car?
That in 2019?
I have no idea. That's what I couldn't believe that I heard that song. Someone was just jamming it with their system.
That's embarrassing. I would have written down their plate.
I totally get the song.
Turned them into somebody.
Yeah, now
what is the Stapper doing now?
Oh,
Jesus stuff.
Well, he was going nuts like about 2 years ago.
Yeah, he had a mental breakdown.
He did?
Oh, God, yeah, really
bad. Because of being catfished at Denny's?
I think that was just part of it.
I don't know why I love that stuff.
That was really funny. The Stapper's had it pretty tough.
What? He just signed to metal label Napalm Records?
Cool.
That's
that'll be great.
Metal label
that's
Napalm
like the girl signing with the Methodist school in
Denver.
Sorry, not sorry.
Ooh, he's teasing some heavy new music.
Oh.
Let's hear it.
Heavy.
Wouldn't you think Creed could be a nostalgia band in another 5 years or so?
They're showing him singing, but I don't hear anything.
I don't hear no vocals.
Yeah, it's weird how certain acts just literally disappear and people go, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
That was just a mistake. Being a fan of that band was a mistake. I have no nostalgia for this.
Yeah, but Creed, you know, the rest of the band, they went on to do great things. Tremonti, oh, God, yeah. Mark Tremonti went out. He's got two bands. He's got Alter Bridge. He's got, which I think has the other guys from Creed. He also has his solo project, Tremonti. He does a lot of great shit.
Well, that's weird that the lead singer would be the one not doing anything.
Yeah. Well, he was the problem.
My mouth's not open.
Yeah, I mean, really, when was Creed big?
99?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his window is almost closing, isn't it?
So what, get back together?
I'm telling you, this song was cranked.
When did he play in the Peach Pit?
I can't believe someone cranked it.
They played in the Peach Pit?
In our Peach Pit.
Oh, our Peach Pit.
They did?
My words today.
That riff, right?
I don't remember that.
I sing my lines.
You know, I think you're probably right, Trudy. I think I ignored it. I'm proud to say it meant nothing to me.
There was a new building, so that had to have been us, right?
Not yeah.
And whatever.
My face, my mouth's not open. It doesn't sound right. Will I mash my teeth? I mumble everything. My mouth's not open.
Unfortunately, when you Google Creed these days, it's just the movie.
All right.
It's barely open.
They can't even get top billing on Google.
Not open.
No, it's like Matt Shepard. He gets the Tiger's job.
Just one wish. I want to be Pearl Jam. Just like
update on Tremonti.
Yeah.
Guess who's in the band with Mark Tremonti, the guitarist of...
Get a room with Tremonti, friend. Jeez.
I'm telling you, the guy is fucking great. He's from Detroit, too.
Scott Stapp.
Wolfgang Van Halen is the bassist.
What?
Cool.
Uh-oh.
I think that loses credibility for his band.
What?
Negative cred.
No way.
Run over. My mouth's wide shut. It's not over.
You know what? I saw, did you guys see Aaron Lewis of Stained was in some hullabaloo in Texas
yeah.
because someone wanted him to sing his
English.
Song in Spanish? Yeah. Uh-huh. He said, I don't speak Spanish. And so I guess there was a big to-do over it. I think he left the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and by the way, why would you go to an Aaron Lewis show and expect him to sing a song in Spanish? Does he have some background in singing in
Not
other languages? I thought that was just stupid. But,
he's just sitting there smoking a cigarette.
I'm only going to wait for so long and then I'm just going to say goodnight.
What's he waiting for?
And they're like, yeah!
Relax.
This is clearly a smaller venue, though.
And what you're not getting. I know I have a microphone so you can hear me. You're not going to hear the song unless it's this quiet. Do you get it?
Ooh, the whole crowd's being shushed.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to speak Spanish. I'm American.
I'm American!
Probably won the crowd back a little bit.
America!
Hey, Tommy, shut the fuck up!
Shut the fuck up!
Oh, it started because he felt like he was being ignored by the crowd. That's when he threatened to leave the stage, and that's when one fan said... Just your fans in Espanol.
Well, that is a weird scene there.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Bye. Anyway, I thought it was weird. My first take on it was oh, wait, he's playing in a small venue. First of all, Aaron Lewis is playing alone? What, he can't put a band together?
Yeah. He's played alone before.
Well, I'm sure he can. He's a great singer. I like him, and I love It's Been a While, and they've got a few songs I really liked. Stained.
Mud Shovel. They haven't played together since 2017, though.
But it just seemed like kind of a small venue. Wouldn't you think, think Stained would be a nice nostalgia act right now?
Yeah, but he rebranded himself, and he went into all different music, isn't he? Country versus alternative, so...
Maybe they
That's
don't
why he's in
that.
A small venue,
I guess I just assumed that he would rather play a big venue and make more money. But, you know,
probably,
everybody
probably
isn't in it. Maybe he can't, but that's what I mean, though. It's weird how some bands, you know, you just... The 20 years comes around after their big burst of success, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, I love them, and, you know, and they're out, and they're doing a combo tour with so-and-so, who was also hot 20 years ago.
And I was hot 20 years ago. Remember that.
But it seems like there's a lot of bands from the 90s who
aren't trying
maybe
very hard.
Aren't big draws anymore, but would have been big draws then, or were big then and they aren't big now, or maybe they don't have enough hits. I don't know.
It seems like it's
half of their
Blink 182.
Yeah.
Who else?
Beck. Beck's pretty big.
He's touring. He's coming.
Blink's still going, but they just got rid of their
guitarists. I mean, there's some big bands. There was a lot of, you know, sort of one-hit type acts.
Beck's last album is really fucking good. It had two hits on it.
Well, Beck has kept it. He's been strong all the way. I mean, he never really failed or sunk or fell out of fashion. He's always been pretty hot, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Scientology behind it.
Watching Aaron Lewis at that show reminded me of Pete Davidson at this comedy show.
Yeah.
I thought that was just so typical of him. Here's a guy that'll joke about 9/11, his father's death, anything, and a guy yells out Mac Miller, and he demands that did you send audio of that,
Brandon?
There
is audio of it. I heard it this morning.
I just, you know, for a guy who's supposed to be so edgy and likes to tell jokes, make fun of, you know, veterans who lose their eye and all things, it's funny how he can't take anything. Somebody, why do you want to leave this earth because someone made fun of mental health?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck is up with this guy?
Are we? I'm scared. what else is going on? Oh, my friend died in my apartment. Oh, Jesus Christ. Who's that guy? We're getting him out. Point out the guy who's a fuckface.
Michael Rose.
All right, cool. Michael Rose. Go get him. I'll wait. I will not continue until that kid's gone. Finally. He's up there. So
what? He's up there?
No, I think he's down here. I think he's down here on the left. Whoever, I'll leave. So if you want to call out the person who did it, and we gotta get him the fuck out.
How soft is this guy?
Get him the fuck out.
A lot of tantrums.
Like, seriously, if you sit next to the person who did that, call it out, because I'll just leave right now. I don't give a shit. I'm not making that much money.
It's almost like the crowd didn't believe him.
No, they didn't. They thought it was a joke.
Shit on my shows. I have to deal with that enough. He's up here? Cool, he's up there. Go get him. I'll wait. I hope you're proud of yourself. You just fucking fucked up everything for 45. You're going to make it weird. I'm going to have to fucking do jokes that I know work. how dare. I'll wait. Leo, let me know when he's out of here. Let me know more. Leo's also my friend. And he does. He's the scariest person ever. Okay. he does much. Make sure I get his money back, too, because I don't want his money. Give it back. If you can't, throw it out. Like a whole. Seriously. Thank you very much. Hey, thank you. Give up this guy.
Well.
Be more funny.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
It's not funny.
Get us back up to the fucking fun level we were at.
Ugh.
Wow. Well, so, yeah, he can make jokes about, you know, personal anything, crazy
anything
stuff.
But anybody says something he doesn't like and he either wants to leave the earth or he wants him thrown out.
The show.
I mean, geez.
Isn't it a matter of a good comedian, though, if you can take a heckler?
Yeah, yeah. You make a joke about him. You should have something in your
defuse it
routine, something, you know, some pretty standard comebacks for assholes like that. But he wanted it removed because he triggered him, I think.
Weird.
He's toughen up.
Yeah.
Too soft.
All right, let's get out of here. Is this Michael Cohen thing going on tomorrow again?
I don't know.
Behind closed doors in the Senate.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Fun.
Or what?
I don't want it dominating my life for any more time.
It was a committee behind closed doors.
Great guy.
Monday, today, public, and then tomorrow again in a closed session.
What else does he have to say?
Well, it's different how different investigative bodies of Congress.
Same questions.
Supposedly there's stuff that he can't be saying in a public setting. So
then why do it public? What a waste of time.
You want to hear what he had to say? Or not?
I don't know. I was like Brandon. I was dreamweavering pretty fast. There were some interesting things, but it was...
I'll wait until it's concluded and all thrown into a quick recap story where they get, you know, the
millennial
potatoes.
It blows my mind again that all the people in one party think he's a big fat liar, and all the people in the other party think that he's on to, you know, he's going to solve every terrible theory that's floating around right now. How is that possible that the party you're in could determine how you feel about someone and their credibility?
I'm looking for how many followers he has now that after he's...
Oh, is it, did he name his account? I'm not sure they named it, did they?
No, it was Women for Michael Cohen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. She has some new followers.
Oh, boy.
He just did it for fun, though. He loves his wife and children more than anyone.
He is up to 2,205.
Oh, my God.
Followers.
He doubled it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not bad. You should have gotten more than that, though.
And I surpassed 5,000. Thanks, everybody.
Sweet. I retweeted you. All right, everybody, have a good one. We'll see ya.
Social media and Twitter's what's destroying this country anyway.